are back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Who likes to masturbate?
I've done it.
He's masturbated.
You've fractured your penis.
Is that you, Terry?
Terry?
Yes, it's me. I have diarrhea.
Get out of the bathroom, Terry. Get on out of here.
I've had diarrhea.
You alone in there, Terry?
All right, stop.
Who are you shushing?
What?
Who are you shushing?
Nobody.
No, why would I do that?
I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What's she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got...
How tall?
Sweet boobs.
Uh-huh. Get this. A corn-fed harvest mouse, a hooker, a nun, a Flemish peasant woman, whips chains, whistles yo-yos. My grandmother, riding by on a bicycle, gave me the finger and a duck. Now, I don't know. Are you crying? Oh, my Lord. I am sorry, honey. Please don't. Could you get your daddy on the phone?
From the Bryant Heating and Cooling Studios, this is FM 100.3 KFAN The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper game. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato game.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Let me tell you why I suck.
Nothing really healthy about bowling. It has to be the germaphobe's nightmare. Here, put on these moist shoes 10,000 people wore. And stick your fingers in these dirty holes. Now you have the flu. How dirty are those holes? It's not like those balls wear out. They probably haven't manufactured a bowling ball in 1,000 years. Someone's out there using Fred Flintstones right now. That is preposterous. I don't own a bowling ball because I'm not a weirdo. Yeah, I want to volunteer to carry around a 50-pound ball. Can you put it in a big ugly purse? That's how I want to meet the ladies. Oh, couldn't help but notice you staring at my purse. It's filled with a big blue ball. Mind if I follow you around the parking lot? I'll just be humming. Ball in the bag. It's the worst song ever. I always have to pick out my bowling ball. I can never find the right one. I'm like, this one's too heavy. Oh, this one's good, but it's pink. My fingers don't fit. How do they decide on those finger sizes? They're either for a 5-year-old girl or the Incredible Hulk. How big are some people's fingers? Some guy wearing a catcher's mitt?
Yeah, it's good. I can still catch the game, don't worry about it.
Those bowling shoes, no update there.
You need our special shoes before you can roll our magic ball.
Some people have their own bowling ball and their own bowling shoes and no friends.
The only reason I watch auto racing, I'm waiting for some accidents, man. I want to see some cars on fire. I don't care about a bunch of redneck driving 500 miles in a circle. 500 miles in a circle? Children can do that, for Christ's sake. Doesn't impress me. I want to see some schmuck with his hair on fire running around punching his own head, trying to put it out. I want to see the pits explode. I want to see a car doing a 200-mile-an-hour cartwheel. Hey, where else besides auto racing am I going to see a 23-car collision and not be in the son of a... And if a car flies out of control, lands in the stands, and kills 50 spectators, fine. F*** them. Serves them right. They paid to get in. Let them take their chances with everybody else.
Did you just fart?
Yes!
to Major Tom.
Welcome back, jerky jerk face. To Major Tom.
You're disgusting!
Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
Ew, gross!
Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown engine.
What's up?
Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
This is I'm like a dog in heat.
Poor David Bowie.
He loves it.
You think? Did he think farts were funny today? Well,
everybody thinks farts
are
funny.
He's dead.
The Golden Duke thought farts were funny. Believe the capsule if you dare. It's a baller move to harmonize with yourself.
Well, that would be something David Bowie would do, I would assume.
He did.
Do you remember the day he died?
Mm-hmm, very well.
And you and I came in here and you were like, you have to hear this song. And it was that, I forgot the name of the song, but it's off his last. Yeah. And it's basically, it's like him speaking from the other side. It's so terrifying. And then the video is just him laying in a hospital bed with death underneath him. And he had just died, and it was one of the eeriest things ever.
Can you imagine?
I don't think this is it.
The last song you were just playing?
Yeah.
Isolated vocals. You know, sometimes those surface.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it.
Think of this song.
Yeah, watch the video.
If you wrote this song and you knew you were going to die and you let nobody know and then you died and then this song came out.
Oh, even the name of it.
Yeah.
I guess I don't get that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. The video is terrifying. Did people know he was sick?
I don't think it was public knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Look up here, I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen. Can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
Yeah, pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
He was an artist.
Yeah. And but obviously right after we heard this, we both bought the album, and if you're a David Bowie fan, I'm sure you love it. It's the weirdest album I've ever owned.
Yeah. He was an artist.
Oh, Justin Underwood emails us and says, no one effing cares. Okay.
Hmm. Hi, Justin.
Yeah, bye, Justin.
Thanks for listening.
Uh-huh. I'm going to reply like I always do. When are you on the radio?
I'm so high, it makes my brain whirl. My cell phone down below.
Good stuff.
Yeah, excellent.
5:43, it's the Power Trip Morning Show. Here we are. It's Wednesday.
Thanks, Fatso.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. Is it anybody else seemed like it's been a super long week?
It's been a very, very long week.
Yeah. Like, I thought all day yesterday it was Thursday.
It was not.
But then I realized how much fun I was having with the sales staff driving around to hockey's clients.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Oh, I had a great time.
I still don't understand why I didn't get invited on that. You guys went to my clients.
Do you endorse 651?
Yes, of course.
That's the first stop we had. And they're great.
I know, they're great
people.
Those
people are amazing.
Did you tell them I said hi? Or?
They asked where you were.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. Did you sign a deal to take my endorsement?
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Oh, good,
I'm doing... Yeah. They even asked, basically, why am I here?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time.
So, you were not invited?
I was not invited. And I was told by the guy in charge that...
Jeff said, Tyler?
No, the other guy. I don't know his name. He said...
Dean Blandino?
I don't think it's Dean Blandino. He said, we just expected you were too busy. I'm like, that is the worst excuse I've ever heard in my life.
That's when you just expected. Cut with your pants down.
Yeah, right. No. Okay, well, I'm glad you just thought I was busy. Make sure you give Sauce all my endorsements.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm glad. We had a great time.
I'm glad, man. I hope you need new carpet.
Well, not yet. I think I found some.
In your pants?
Yeah. I wanted to take a carpet sample yesterday when I was there, and they were going to allow it.
And?
They didn't let me.
No.
And I forgot. I got bored.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But it was fun with, you know, it would have been more fun with you.
No.
Okay.
I disagree with you wholeheartedly on that.
That's okay.
I was too busy trying to understand the Pro Bowl voting. And
yeah, what in the world?
How does Harrison Smith not make
I don't know. I thought he was a shoo-in. Didn't you think he was a shoo-in?
He's the number one safety on Pro Football Focus.
Yeah.
How is he not in the Pro Bowl?
I don't know.
It's not a name recognition thing. He's been there 2 years in a row.
Yeah, right.
He's the best safety in the league.
Landon Collins makes it for the Giants, and they were terrible this year.
They're one of the worst defenses on the planet.
You could argue for Linval.
Yeah. You could argue for Kyle.
You could easily argue for Keenum. Kendricks.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric Kendricks.
The best linebacker on our team didn't get picked.
Right.
The best defensive player. Maybe the best player on our team and Harrison Smith didn't get picked. And Linval's amazing.
Doesn't matter anyway. They're not going to be playing in it. But
yeah, let's hope. Right, yes! Gio?
Who cares, right?
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tommy's here.
Hey, thanks for having me twice this week.
Yeah,
this
man.
Great.
I'm glad you came in. Thanks for making it work.
Yeah, happy holidays.
No, happy holidays to you, brother.
Best time of the year?
It is. It is.
You want to hear just a heave cry movie I watched on Monday?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
A heave cry what?
Yes. A movie, yeah.
Okay.
And I know you guys will agree.
Okay. Yes,
let's hear it.
Click.
What? Oh, my goodness.
With Adam Sandler?
Yeah, dude, that's great.
That's a heave cry? Have you seen it?
When it came out.
You will sob.
So good.
I don't know if I remember. I think I was with some gal at the time, and I was not.
Remember, he was laying in the parking lot.
Classic. Oh, that's the biggest classic. When you're watching a movie, and like it was probably for the VCRs for you guys, but you could see like the time and the distance when you're watching, and you're like, all right, 10 minutes, I'll cuddler.
Yeah,
like, 10 more minutes, I'll go in for the kiss.
And then it was like 1 minute.
And then the movie credits are going. You're like, oh boy,
I forgot that. I got cold feet again.
And I'm crying.
Goodbye, goodbye, friend.
Oh, but the whole premise of the movie is family comes before work. That's all it's about.
Yep, that's right.
And it's kind of like. It's a Wonderful Life where like it just makes you feel so good because like you see his life flash in front of him. And
so good.
Man,
I have to go back and see it.
Guy Schwartz is in it too. It's so funny.
Is he really?
Yeah. Of course, it's a Sandler movie.
I saw it when it came out.
So good. Go back and watch it.
And not a single thing against that movie by any means. But if I had given both of you, Chris and Paul, a million guesses, would you have pulled Chris out of the heap cry pile? No.
I was making Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Right.
No, give it a shot, though. I would have
probably guessed every cartoon I could think of.
Yeah.
Tommy doesn't like cartoons. Eddie doesn't like cartoons, I should say.
Yeah.
Was it you and Eddie sitting on the couch crying?
Yeah, and the whole fam. We watched it on Monday.
Did you group hug?
No,
you should have.
I didn't know that was a
high five your dad.
We kind of looked over at my dad.
Yeah, you got to give your dad a hug or because
you get swept up in work, and then you just watch it. Oh, God, it makes so me feel good. Then we save It's a Wonderful Life for Christmas
That's
Day.
That's right.
Seen
it's the best.
It's the best. We watch it on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
as
you can't
beat
it.
That's as we're wrapping the presents. We watch. That's part of the tradition.
Oh, I've only seen it once.
I love it.
And we put it on. It was a couple years ago. We put it on, and the group I was with. the one lady really wanted to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we're like, this is terrible. Aww, we turn it off.
Come on.
It gets a little slow.
Yeah, no, it does. But I think we've talked about this. If like you put Mac in front of that, generation, right.
It's
not for kids.
But I get that, and the message is phenomenal. Oh. The first 25 minutes you're like,
dude, I love it. I love it so much.
We watch Christmas Vacation. That shows a lot with my family.
No, that's
about.
Great, too. But and here's the thing that the pro move when it comes to It's a Wonderful Life, only watch it once a year.
Exactly.
Only once a year.
Yeah, I mean, people, I don't know why.
You can overdo it.
Yeah.
Especially when the brother walks in. Oh, the younger brother comes back.
Oh, my gosh.
Back.
He comes in. They're all singing.
Bye, sexy.
Yeah.
They're all singing Bye, Sexy.
Yeah, they were singing Bye, Sexy.
Yeah, that's
I've never. I've seen maybe 15, 20 minutes.
It's so good.
You guys see what today is?
It's December 20th.
Wednesday?
National Signing Day.
Oh, nope.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? We have the Fargo Flash coming in to help you break down
perhaps
the greatest Gopher signing class of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
are. Horse genitals.
Oh, is he? Did he sign?
He did. Yep.
What position is he?
Tight end.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Too bad. Never mind. Yeah, they had a thing in the Star Trib today about like six of the best players in the Metro, and three of them are going to the Gophers.
Can I just come and lay down in your room until you get back?
Remember when you stopped that too soon?
Can I just come and...
like that?
Yep.
Oh, no, I'm going to lose a client to you.
Hey, it wasn't my choice. I stood up for you multiple times.
Oh, I bet you did.
No, I did.
Oh, no, that's your MO.
No, of course I... It's not my stuff. Are you serious?
Clark?
I hate you two. I literally hate you two.
What? Like, how did I get dragged into this?
Because you two are...
What's wrong with you two? Speechless.
What's wrong with you two?
I can't wait to quit.
What just happened?
Yeah, of course. Half the time, I'm not the nicest guy on the planet. But yesterday, when it made zero GD sense that I went to clients that aren't mine, of course I said... Why isn't hockey here?
I bet.
These are hockey's clients.
I believe you 100%.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Apparently, I don't either.
God, he hates you two. Look at him. He's leaving. He's out of here. Now he's shaking his head. He's walking out. Now he's out the door. He literally left, Tommy.
He looks skinny. Looks good.
He looks skinny walking out.
Mm-hmm. What happened yesterday? I haven't finished the podcast
yet. They took a limo to go visit all the clients yesterday.
Oh, that was real?
That's real.
It wasn't a bit?
Oh, no, it's real.
I honestly thought that was fake.
No, the whole thing was real.
That is a little awkward to get invited.
I agree. I didn't get invited. And guess what the first place they went was?
Where?
651 Carpets. One of my longest running clients. They took pictures with him.
That's a little weird.
I know. I thought it was a little weird, too.
Do you want to... Hey, I heard you say last week when I left, if you want to ride around with me, I drive every day if you want to come. And you said I wanted to...
Are you driving today?
Yeah, I drive every day. That's
my
job.
Where are you going today?
I actually have a easier day, but still be around the Metro. I mean, could get it done today if you wanted to. I was thinking in between, like, the... Oh, you're probably out, but whenever. We'll schedule a day.
I only have one day off.
Yeah, that's... It's a bummer.
No, it's okay. It's all right. How many days off do you get? Are you taking like a week off?
No, I was thinking maybe you ride along with me with work. Because you didn't get to see your clients. You can come to see my clients.
See yours.
Be great.
I love it. AJ, do you want to come?
Yeah,
AJ,
I think I would really enjoy riding around town with Tommy.
I think so, too.
Well, what we did, we podcast this show, so we'd listen back to this. And then we just drive around.
That'd
be great.
Sucks.
We've got only four Pro Bowlers. But that's okay. We won the division. And Aaron Rodgers is out for the year. There's so much to get to on today's show. And I'm going to go find Meat Sauce and apologize so he comes back in. I don't know why he's so mad at me. You know what? I think I'll give him two of my clients, and then he'll be happy with me. Then he won't be mad at me anymore. I wonder if he likes Radco truck accessories. Hey, Sauce! You want Radco?
The Fan.
You know what I find fascinating?
What's that?
admittedly, I was being mean to Sauce and he got mad at me. But I'm not sure why he got mad at AJ.
I'm not either. He smirked at me like he always does.
I didn't even look at you.
I'm not a good person. I 100% get that. But
what?
I'm not.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, come on. Stop it. Stop taking it to the other side.
No, no, no. There are a lot of times where, of course, I'd be like, well, yeah, hockey sucks because he's not here. I'm guilty of that 100%. But yesterday was not a case because I literally didn't get it. But by the way, thanks to the 651 carpets.
You're welcome. And again,
do I have a spot?
You do. It's coming up a little bit later on. Yeah.
And you send the script.
And thanks for turning down a Metafast Weight Control Center
because
you
didn't need to lose.
No, you said you didn't want it because you already lost all the weight.
It's still a great group.
It certainly is. Did you go visit them too?
Yep. And then we went to Luther.
Oh, thank you. That's great. Tell them thank you. I just bought a car from them.
No Name Steaks.
Oh, no kidding. Yep. That's not technically mine, but I'm glad you did.
Yep. But it used to be yours. That's why I went.
Nope. Omaha Steaks. But that's okay, though. Thank you, though.
Oh, yeah.
They're still my clients.
We went to both.
The right ones.
We went to both.
Did you guys swing by the FanDuel guys?
Yeah. We went to FanDuel. Nah,
fantastic. Yeah. That's great.
We went to...
Fantastic.
Don't 800 Flowers.
Yep. Okay, good.
Yep.
Yep.
I didn't know it was in Minnesota.
It is. There's 800 flowers at least here.
I just thought maybe I had to go out to the printer again, Hawk, but false alarm.
No dice?
No, there's nothing hot off the printer for it.
Well, I'll tell you what's hot off the printer. Tommy O. Hi, T.O.
What up? So my mom started doing a new thing with our coffee.
Oh.
Putting booze in it?
Well, that's... Christmas time for sure.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
But now that it is Christmas time, holiday season, she sprinkles cinnamon on top.
Oh
my goodness. I don't even know what it is. I think it might just be the smell, but
make your coffee this morning?
Oh yeah, she wakes up to say bye.
Aw, are you kidding me?
Every morning, yeah. I'm pretty spoiled, yeah.
Well, but why not?
Yeah, you can't pick your parents, man.
I literally got so lucky. But yeah, she woke up and made this coffee and she put cinnamon on it.
God, is that like a chai?
I hate to tell you this, Tommy.
Yeah.
Meat Sauce took your mom and dad. He stole your mom and dad.
We just visited him now.
I'm sorry.
And saw Mr. and Mrs. Limo. Olson. Yeah.
Yep. Don't smirk at him.
No, I get him allowance. Don't start again or I'm going to yell. I had a dream that I was in a bad mood, and then naturally I woke up in a bad mood. I don't know why.
You had a dream that you were in a bad mood?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You know what happened to me?
You love hearing about people's dreams.
I do. I love it. It's the best. Yeah, it's the best. Yep. My alarm on my phone went off this morning, and I reached over to grab it as I because it's loud and I don't want to wake up.
You grabbed something else?
Nope. I knocked it on the floor and it rolled beneath the bed.
Oh.
And so it's going, nah, 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 you know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just going crazy. I'm on all fours crawling underneath my bed.
I've done that.
Trying to reach it. I finally get to it and turn it off and all I hear is this. Are you okay? Yeah, she was not happy with me. And it was, I didn't give you enough of anger in that voice. Just enough sarcasm, enough anger.
You don't think it'll be brought up again, will it?
Are you okay? Yeah, of course it will.
No, right.
I've offered many times to sleep in the other room because I got to get up at 3:15. I know, it's terrible.
It's not your choice.
No, it's not my choice. And if I don't do it one day, Sauce is going to take the job.
Sorry, no smirk.
Are you smirking, you son of a bitch?
I hate you too.
I know you hate you too.
Oh, I hate you too. Except if John Randall's around, then I love him.
Then you love him.
Yeah.
Man, you know what was cool? This
Eric Staal. Right half wall. Now skates in front of the Ottawa bench at the right point. Works it down low right side. They get it to Niederreiter in front. Big save. Rebound. Staal. He shoots. He scores. Staal scores on the rebound. And the Wild get a power play goal. And it's now 6-3 Minnesota.
Well, how far were they down at one point? Like 4-0, 2-0, 3-0, something like that?
I think 3-1.
Yeah.
The Wild scored first. And then they went down 3-1. And then they won
6-4. How about that?
They were down?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a major comeback.
Eric Staal scored twice, Chris Stewart once, Mikko once, Nate Prosser once, and Jonas Brodin also scored.
Yes!
Jonas.
But everybody was comparing last night's victory to what the Vikings did on Sunday.
Hmm.
Like, they basically said Ottawa's the NHL's Cincinnati, where it's like you have to beat a team like that, and they did, and they, six goals in an NHL game is a ton.
Yeah, that's good.
But, yeah, they're in Florida, I think Friday, and they take on the Panthers at 6:30. And, of course, it's on this station. Check this out. Did you guys know this? Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Wild are 18-13-3 for 39 points. They're seventh in the West. You know the number one team in the Western Conference?
No.
No clue.
The Vegas Knights.
Is it still?
That yeah, with sick. 50 points. They'd be in second place in the East.
Is the East better than the West?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. They'd be in second place in the East.
Really?
They have 50 points.
Well, it's probably because they wake up, they're like, man, look where we live.
Yeah, this is sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're lit.
Yeah, they're always in a great mood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they know if they do lose, they can just go party, you know, go have a good time.
It's like the Katy Perry song, right?
Right. Oh, you should play that hard.
Which one?
Waking up in Vegas.
Oh, great song.
Yeah, she has so many bangers.
Yeah.
I wish I had went to her concert. That'd be great.
Nah, not if they played the new stuff.
Yeah, the new stuff's not good.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. She, like, couldn't do wrong for the first, like, two or three albums she put out.
Yeah, and that new song
I think she
that
set,
plays
like, records for, like, number
hideous.
One hits.
Oh, yeah. And it was a great Super Bowl show. She was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Left Shark?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had your memorable moment.
You guys think JT will be good this year?
Yes.
I think he'll be awesome.
He's got it, right? He's so cool.
We'll be at 20 then anyway.
Yeah. Think of the people he can pull on to. Because, you know, right. they bring in, you know,
Stapleton.
Friends. To...
Yeah, if you bring Stapleton in and they do what they did at that concert.
He could do Stapleton. He could do Jay-Z. He could do, I mean, he could do
Pink.
Though the rumor is there's an NSYNC. Reunion.
Oh, God.
Think of all the
please,
people that
no.
are in town, too. Like, all the people that are going to be here that you can pull from.
Right.
Sure, for the other concerts.
It's going to be such a fun week.
I know. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit.
The week before, of course, is the Pro Bowl. Four Minnesota Vikings made the Pro Bowl. Everson Griffin led all NFC defensive ends in votes. Rhodes led all NFC cornerbacks, and then Adam Thielen and Anthony Barr made it. This is obviously an opinion, but I think we all feel the same. Harrison Smith should have made it. Case Keenum should have made it. Kyle Rudolph, I personally think, should have made it. Linval, 100% should have made it. And as AJ pointed out earlier, the best linebacker on the team didn't make it, Eric Kendricks.
Mm-hmm.
The best part, though... The Packers didn't have a single player named to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, no. Is that right?
It was the first time since 2005 when the Pack went 4-12 that they didn't have anybody picked.
Jeez.
Hmm. So, Fletcher Cox for the Eagles, Aaron Donald for the Rams. I get it.
And Aaron Donald's phenomenal.
And don't get me wrong, Gerald McCoy's a good player, but he's not better than Linville.
No. And he's hurt.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
How did Rodgers not get picked? If hurt people can get picked?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, even just on, like, popularity vote.
Sure, because it's a third of the decision or whatever is the popular vote.
Right.
Wouldn't it be great to be kind of, like, hurt but not hurt and then just go to the Pro Bowl and not have to do anything?
Well, and let's be honest. We don't want to see any of these guys play in the Pro Bowl. No. That would be a great problem to
have. Would be.
We want them to get nominated for the Pro Bowl, but not
play.
And
they want to, too. Even though, you know, I mean, they do big pushes for it. But how about this? I didn't know this until this morning. The New Orleans Saints are sending Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara to the Pro Bowl. It's the first time in more than 42 years that two running backs from the same team have made the Pro Bowl.
Wow.
It's like college having two good running backs. That's sick.
They're both phenomenal.
Yeah, they are.
I'd hate to play them in the playoffs.
I got a Vikings question for you guys.
Yeah?
Out of everyone on defense, who'd be the last person you'd want to not have out there? Like a season-ending injury.
I think it's Linval.
Right? I think
he
so, too.
He makes the whole thing work.
And it's so quiet.
He makes
quiet.
The linebackers
like,
good.
If you're not paying attention, you don't know football. And not that I'm an expert, but like... You don't understand what he does to help guys like Kendricks and Barr do what they do.
Right.
Well, and to even go back further, and it's not really a comparison, but in that John Randall NFL Films thing, what made him so good is that they lined Henry Thomas up in like a cocked position over the linebacker or over the center and the guard, and a great nose tackle does a ton.
Right.
Eats up two of those blocks and allows a guy like Randall to get the one-on-one.
Right.
Yeah, Coach Kill always said if you're good up the middle, on the first level, second level, third level, you're going to have a shot in any game. And if you look at our team, we have Linval, Kendricks, and Smith. So, I mean, that's gives you a good shot.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. And this song is unbelievable. Best live performance I've ever seen on TV.
It's lit.
Easily.
Oh, this it's so lit. Great.
Yeah.
Here he comes, Ray.
How do people have that like little rasp in their voice, you know? It's just so cool.
I don't know.
Chris, can you like train to do that? Like have rasp, or is that just...
No.
Because you used to be able... You did the scream thing for a while.
Yeah.
You
know?
In Rise?
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
Do you train?
Yeah, great point. You should play some RYC.
There's a certain quality of his voice that he's just boing with.
Yeah.
Boing. He was boing with it.
Hot-ass Randy loves RYZ.
Of course he does.
Like, no joke, he, like, loves Rise.
So he's going to get a little extra for that today, then.
Is he at your house?
I hope so.
God, if they did this.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
It's no Rise, though, you're right.
Have you guys ever had brandy?
Sure.
Yeah.
No.
Are you kidding?
Oh.
Peach?
Ooh.
Peach, P&J, brandy is like my dad's go-to.
Is that right?
I'm not kidding.
Is he a high school student?
Sure.
Sure.
He loves it. He has that in his cigar all the time. Loves it. That or the apple E&J brandy.
Can I spend the night at your house?
Yeah, come on over.
And just so your mom can make me cinnamon coffee in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and she wants to know what treats you guys want for tomorrow.
Is she coming in tomorrow?
No, just
Well,
like,
have her come in.
Don't invite she'd come. Don't
I'd
say
love
that.
Yeah, have her come in. Oh, that'd be the most wonderful.
My dad's coming in today at 8.
Yeah.
Let me talk to her. I mean, she'll get nervous.
You might want to bring Big Ed as well.
I heard.
You've heard?
Yeah, well, you mentioned it yesterday. Yeah. I caught that. I'm like, okay, Thursday. Sounds good.
Auntie is coming in tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What time is she coming in? Do you know?
Oh, man.
I told her whenever she wanted, but I would figure the whole 8 o'clock hour.
Follow her?
Do I follow her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she'll be here tomorrow.
Cheers.
Yeah.
She's pretty attractive. Oh, did you hear Rosie's flying back?
For tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't say where he was, but yeah.
I heard actually he couldn't catch a flight, so he's running the whole way. From wherever he's at, don't say it.
No, don't say it. He tweeted his exact location, though.
Yeah, he did again yesterday.
Where else? Oh, how about this? I find this fascinating. Obviously, yesterday the Packers placed Aaron Rodgers on IR. That means he won't play Saturday and he's done for the year. Because of that, the Vikings on Monday, there was no line, and if you found a line, the Packers are like a point and a half favorite. Now, without Rodgers, the Minnesota Vikings are a 9-point favorite. So that means Aaron Rodgers' presence is a 10.5-point swing.
Wow.
Oh, my.
I don't think that's an overreaction either.
Well, no, and if he's 100% healthy, of course. Well, Brady, I think, would be the same thing. Mm-hmm. Now without Garoppolo,
yeah,
I think that, you know, that's what a star quarterback does. But how about this? The Minnesota Vikings haven't been a favorite in Lambeau since when?
Probably
Favre.
You got a year?
What was the year he settled to go? 2012? When was it? They were last. No.
The last time that was 2005 was the last time they didn't have a Pro Bowler. When was the last time the Minnesota Vikings were a favorite in Lambeau?
Yeah, maybe
2009.
Yeah, 9.
2000.
What?
Wow.
They were when Dante Culpepper was the last time in 2000. The last time the Minnesota Vikings were favorites in Lambeau.
That was a fun team.
Yeah, well, the 09 team was lit. Yeah. That game when he went in there and just lit them up.
That was one of the best moments of my radio career.
Yeah, that's why Lambeau's magical.
Yeah,
I've never been. I'm
going Saturday.
Well, come with us this week.
Yeah, I told him.
It's Christmas time, you know?
Yeah,
trust me, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Trust me.
The Wolves take on the Nuggets tonight. That's about it, right, Hogsley? No one cares about sports.
No.
Hey,
no.
I know you guys say the old $40 for pizza. That's like the thing. I'm not kidding. I'd pay $100 for it.
Well, he'd pay it.
You there too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know about today. Oh, I don't know. I eat literally anything.
How about that pizza in the sports book in Planet Hollywood?
What was that?
Oh, yeah.
So good.
One of the people that works there bring it in.
It's 6:14. Yeah. Power Trip will be right back on the fan.
The fan.
Come on, Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in.
What's this, Chris?
Really? This is Beastie Boys. That's shocking that you don't. Yeah. I thought you were a Beastie Boys guy.
Not at all.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What's their biggest hit?
Whoa. Like, you're unfamiliar with Beastie Boys, period?
But
You'd know a handful. You'd know a handful of them.
Yeah, like there's one here in particular.
They sing Beverly Hills.
No, that's Weezer.
Okay.
You would know this one.
Yeah!
This is one of the biggest songs of all time.
Kick it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this before.
Like, it's not dumb to say hockey. This is probably in a Rolling Stones top 500 songs of all time, right?
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is an iconic song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know this is. Yep.
This is Stone Temple Pilots. We Trick You.
Oh, yeah. You got to fight. This one?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Right.
Yeah,
you said fight.
Yeah, you got to fart.
We had a fart quartet this morning.
Yeah, we did. That song is one of the few songs that I can honestly tell you I've been to multiple clubs where they will not allow you to play that song.
Why?
Because it causes people to fight.
Oh, like a band.
Oh, really?
Oh, I thought you meant like you go in and you're like on the touch tunes.
Touch tunes, they won't let you play it. Nope, it's not allowed.
Speaking of touch tunes, those are sick, by the way. You're sitting in a bar. My brother downloaded the app.
Really?
And you can control it from where you're sitting.
Creasel does that. Yes. He plays P Control by Prince.
He loves that song.
He loves that song. Yeah, and he'll play it, like, on his boat. He'll play it in a bar. Like,
far away. That's Eddie's
bit. They turned it off one time because he played it so many times.
And then he played
it randomly at, like, noon.
Great.
Creep.
He loves touch tunes.
He does.
He pours money into touch tunes.
He loves keyboard control.
Yeah, he does love that.
Yeah, you get to play bangers. It's great.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And you can pay to, like, skip ahead. What a brilliant idea.
It is.
That's what I think.
I think so, too. And I think that Vic Veramontes is going to take us all the way to the Super Bowl.
100%.
Yeah.
Not Super Bowl, but...
Well, eventually.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty pumped for today.
Me too, man. Big day.
It was so fun, yeah.
So,
is there anything we're, like, hinging on, like, that we don't know for sure is going to happen?
You know, they're all committed, but they haven't signed yet.
Sure, so like, all of them are up in the air.
It's all verbal stuff right now. Everything's verbal. So, like, you just want to get that fax. It still goes by fax machine.
Which is weird.
It's really weird.
It's 2018 in a week and a half.
Yeah, it's like that's the only thing anybody ever uses a fax for anymore.
I use faxes every day, but...
Oh, yeah, you always say that. That's true.
It's weird. Yeah. It's really weird. But, like, yeah, you need to get the facts, and then their siren will go off. They'll have it all over social media today.
Yeah.
Is there any ball cap moments today for the Gophers where they got the hats on the table?
Yeah, so ESPN will have the big-time recruits that haven't picked where they're going yet.
Yeah.
And they'll have them unveil where they're going today, and then they'll sign. And then they'll flash to, like, Urban Meyer at Ohio State,
yeah,
he'll be bummed out, and then Saban will be celebrating, and you're like, okay.
It's a huge, huge, huge deal for
it's
a lot of kids.
Huge.
But
yeah,
it's been blown out of proportion by ESPN.
Right.
I mean,
they'll
start about 8 a.m. this morning and go to like 8 at night.
Oh, 100%.
But it's a huge deal for those kids, man. They've earned it. It's great.
Yeah, I celebrate it. Yeah, but sometimes it gets a little over the top. But I think it's sick, and they deserve it. I have some fun today with it.
Yeah, man. Right.
Can you still back out? Like, do you ever see kids that, like, do this and then are like, wait a minute, no, I don't want to do that.
Once you sign,
you have to transfer.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, that's
And you miss a year if you transfer.
And this is, like, the first day you can sign. So this has changed everything. It used to be in February.
So, like, this is early now, before Christmas.
And it still is, right? I mean, they have a signing day in February.
Yeah, so they have a second one, too. So this is the first one, but PJ wants to get everyone signed today.
Because then they can start school in January.
Exactly. Then they come in early.
And they're going to have a good Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not have to worry about it.
What a great gift to give your family.
Do you know who did it right?
Who?
Max Williams. You guys remember Max Williams? Now he's on the Ravens. Yeah, he still plays. He's huge now. But so he was going to graduate early and come in and play in the spring. So get to know the offense and do all that stuff. Kids that graduate early. But his dad was Brian Williams, and he's one of the best football players to ever go to the University of Minnesota. He played for the Giants for 12 years.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to have enough college football time. He goes, let's graduate early. Say you're going to go. And then he didn't. And so, but he already graduated. So he literally didn't do anything from January till the summer. So he had that whole time off. Brilliant. Just he would come down, hang out with us. He's already part of the team pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he didn't have to practice or go work out.
Where do you go to high school?
Waconia.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's
a brilliant idea.
Yeah, brilliant idea.
What a great move by his dad.
I did that as well, but I didn't play football.
I kind of did that too.
Spring is senior year.
Yeah,
nobody.
Oh, dude, it's the best.
It's the best.
I still taking 7 classes because I needed to graduate.
The last time you're really and truly free.
Yeah.
You know what? That summer after you graduate from high school, before you go off to college.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, I think AJ and I have talked about this. I had friends because I'm not kidding you. I had to go to class my senior year because I wasn't going to graduate. Sure. But I had friends that would stack up their like off periods from like 10 to like 1:30.
Right.
So they'd have like a 3.5 hour lunch break.
Oh, yeah. We had at Burnsville almost built in.
Yeah.
Our study hall because we had a senior campus.
Do you block scheduling?
We did, but it didn't really play that way. Like you couldn't block up a study hall or whatever. But we had a senior campus that was off-site, so they built in extra time for us to transfer because half the class was there in the morning, half was there in the afternoon, and you just switch at lunch. So you have transfer time, you have lunch, and then you had a study hall all over that lunch period. Mm. So we had off-campus lunch when we went and played Madden every day for like 2 hours and then went back to school.
Oh, dude.
That's great.
I can remember it so well. Just me standing down on Main Street.
Yeah.
It's Sunday night, like at 11:30 at night, and I know I should be going to school tomorrow, but it doesn't matter.
No.
It's, you know, it's April. School's almost over for the year.
Yeah.
Somehow I'm going to graduate just scrape by.
Yeah, you and me both. Is this the song he wrote about you?
No, that's Against the Wind.
Could we play that? Oh.
Swear, if you ever want to know about me, Tommy, just listen to the words of the song.
Or
it's my life story.
Share a headphone with him on the way to Las Vegas and the two of you will cry.
Yeah, you'll have to cry with me. I apologize.
No, it was great. Advance. As we were just hammering drinks. Oh, yeah. We got the exit row in the back, and it was just the two of us sprawled out. He's crying to Foo Fighters. I'm crying to Ed Sheeran. And then
still not sure what happened to my underwear.
What do you mean?
I don't know what happened to him.
You lost him?
Yeah.
Maybe they ran off your slabs. Take this greatest hits album.
Dude, listen to this line.
And I remember what she said to me. How she swore that it never would end. I remember how she held me oh so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Take this greatest hits album. On a summer night, put it in and just drive around and listen to it. We should play Seeger bangers the rest of the time.
Seeger bangs.
Whales.
Bangs and whales.
He
bangs
so
whales.
Is he coming?
He bangs whales.
So did you at one point.
He bangs. Aw. That's not nice.
What are you doing? All right, what happened to him? Wasn't he going to be here?
Yeah, he hurt his back.
We're still going, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is this like totally preposterous if I say...
Probably.
Like, who's better, Cougar or Seeger?
Seeger, in my opinion.
I would say that Cougar has more bangers.
Yeah.
But Mellencamp has... I'm sorry.
Seeger.
I should say Mellencamp has more bangers. Seeger has bigger bangers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did Cougar write a song about you?
No. Although Minutes of Memory is pretty close. I began to find myself searching.
What's the deadline line that you love?
Searching for shelter again and again. What to leave in,
what to leave out.
I'm telling you, man. This is written about me, T.O. It was written, and I was alive when he wrote this, which is weird. I was only like six. But somehow he saw into a crystal ball a guy who was basically going to amount to half of what he wanted, and he was going to write a song about him.
He'd be proud of you.
Mm-hmm. He's still alive.
Yeah, but he'd still be proud of you. He could be proud of you. He's not dead. He'd be proud of Hawk. He died 5 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Yeah, Rosie laughed about it.
What's Seeger's biggest banger? Night Moves has got to be.
No.
No, probably Old Time Rock and Roll.
Yeah. Night Moves.
Oh, Night Moves is all time.
And it's just swactual.
Oh, so swactual.
Yeah. You just... Never mind.
Okay. Oh. Now this is... You ready, Tommy?
Oh, Huxley.
Listen to this, okay? Listen, this is me. Those Drifters days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about. Deadlines, commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out. Amen, brother.
What does he mean by leave in and leave out?
Well, when you get to be an adult and you have kids and you're married and responsibilities, you have to decide...
Oh, sure.
What to leave in, what to leave out, man.
Man, this song, I might have to really just listen to this all day.
I'm telling you,
drive.
Put Bob Seger on iHeartRadio and just listen to him. Just let him play. So we could finish the show with...
You want to talk about Brandy sipping songs?
Working on mysteries without any...
Can I tell you a music geek thing?
Yeah.
As long as we can listen to that banger. Yeah.
Okay, listen. So you hear the guitar. It's just a single guitar playing.
Right.
That's a single acoustic guitar. But you know how you can tell they recorded it live? If you listen, and you can't hear it right now, okay? So just be silent for a second.
I can't.
There's nothing there, okay? When I play the guitar intro here in just a second, you're going to hear a shh. And that is, there's a little spring underneath a snare drum on the bottom side of a snare drum. Mm. That is that thing rattling in the studio, and you can hear it. Listen. That right there.
So when you say that they recorded it live, meaning like the full band in one room together.
Yeah,
that's...
as opposed to individual guitar only.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how Dave does it.
Well, they don't do it for everything, but like for the key, the bass, the drums, and sometimes
is that how you do it?
It depends on if I'm worried about a bleed over and if I have money. If you don't have a lot of cash, sometimes you record like that. Or if you really love your band. And you want that live feel. Like, I know T. Petty did that a lot, but...
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
This song, though.
Oh. Can we go to break and come back with it?
Please.
Yeah. Oh. A little too tall,
could have used a few pounds. Can I...
Could I
change the lyric just one second?
A dark-haired beauty with big brown eyes.
Hold on. It's the exact opposite, but listen. Hold
that
on.
Is here.
But check this out. I'm just going to change it to fit me. You ready? I was a little too short. I could have lost a few pounds.
Meat sauce.
Tight pants, points, hollering out.
He's talking about her boobies.
She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes.
Points of her own.
And points all her own, sitting way up high.
Oh, God.
Way up firm and high, baby.
Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy.
Uh-huh.
Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clue.
You love that line, don't you, Saucy? You love that line.
You have no idea what you're doing, but
working on a night.
You just have that feeling. You're like, oh
yeah.
God, I love it.
Front page driving news.
Yeah.
Working on a night moon.
And it was summertime, baby.
Oh.
In the summertime.
And Tommy, this part, right?
In the sweet summertime.
You can feel it, can't you? You can feel
the
sun.
Can't. You can, like, put yourself into
absolutely.
The moment.
Absolutely.
We weren't in love. Nah, far from it. We was searching. We were just young and restless and bored. Amen. Ah, the good old days.
Oh, man.
And we steal away every chance we could. Back room to the alley. Trust you.
Right here, man.
Oh, yeah.
I used her, she used me, but neither one cared.
Oh, amen.
It's so good.
Working on a nightmare.
Can we listen to more Seeds?
You got to. Can anyone, like, you can't say you don't like this. Like, I don't
know. I'm sure Dobby hates it.
Yeah, so Corey good. Hates it. You know,
yeah,
Corey hates
it. Hates it. Yeah, Corey and Dobby are the same person. If yeah. it's like, they hate it.
Yeah, they share a hatred of everything.
Yeah, that's why Dobbs playing Mitchell's on Friday and he'll probably get 12.
I can't wait.
The same
is he playing?
Oh, yeah. yeah.
He'll get zero. He'll just talk trash.
This portion of Patrick brought to you by True Stone Financial. Oh, they took away the woke last night to the sound of thunder.
Yeah, but there's a 5 minute and 12 second version. We should play that when we
You're
come back.
Right. Our Sir Morning Show with What Really Matters and more freaking just lit bangers. We're just banging whales up in here. What? The Fan. Hold on. We just decided we just made a decision. We're going to spend the rest of the day exposing T.O. to straight, sweet bangers.
All right.
Yeah, I got Let's one. Go.
Just whale bangers that he may know and he may not know. And even if you've heard him before, you may not know him the way you should.
I was going to do the exact same right? band, but a different song.
I know this is Fleetwood, right?
Oh.
Banger.
Also in the Forrest Gump soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
Oh, never heard of it. It's all right. You don't have good taste in movies. You like the Goonies.
I just got put into the National Archive of whatever. We got.
Of garbage?
Now,
could I argue? Yeah, sorry. What?
This song was written by Lindsay Buckingham.
Who is not a lady.
Who's she?
About Stevie Nicks. Right?
Mm-hmm.
As they were breaking up.
Oh, I don't know the story.
Yeah, so they were together for a very long time.
Sure.
And as they were breaking up, he wrote this song about her. And she had to sing the backup vocals to a song about how bad she is.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Packing up and shacking
up. Yeah, this line right here. He says, packing up and shacking up's all you want to do. You just want to bang other guys, he's saying.
And you have to sing the backup to
her. Yeah.
And they sang it together?
Yeah.
And they go on tour and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They still do.
The most awkward thing I've ever heard.
This whole record's like that. So they're breaking up.
This is rumors. Christine you McVie. Have to get this album. It's one of the best albums.
Is Landslide on here?
No, I think that was on the first one.
I think it's on.
It might be on this one. Anyway, regardless, listen.
Yeah.
Christine McVie, who's the piano player.
Okay.
And John McVie, the bass player, are also getting a divorce at the same time.
What?
And the drummer, Mick Fleetwood, and his wife, who's not in the band, are getting a divorce at the same time. Everybody in the band was getting divorced when they were writing this record.
And they're like the biggest band of all time.
Biggest band of all time.
Yeah.
I never knew that at all.
Yeah.
Dude. And so this is just a sad, group.
Yeah, right.
How about this one? This song, which is on Rumors, is one of my favorite songs of all time, and it's also a song that I saw them do this, Lindsay and Stevie, just the two of them, and it's the coolest musical moment I've ever seen.
Lindsay Buckingham, one of the best guitar players ever.
This is about her as well. She broke down, let me in.
Can I tell you something about Lindsay Buckingham you don't care about?
Sure.
You know, that's him playing guitar. He doesn't use a pick. He's picking with his bottom fingers.
That's one guitar.
And his thumb.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, crazy. Man.
All right. Here's what really matters. Boing, boing, boing. And wild news. Hold on.
It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
One of the shot is good.
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
That's right.
Now with Suter. Working at left side, Dumpa. Back now for Suter. Suter will take the chance. They score! Might have been tipped in front, but the Wild with a power, not a power play goal. Right as CeCe comes out of the box. Wild score with 54.3 seconds to play here in the period, and the game is tied 3-3.
That's right. 3-3 at that point. They would go on to win 6-4 over the Senators. Big comeback win. Way to go, Wild.
They'll play in Florida on Friday.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
6:30 against the Panthers on this station.
Where is it?
I don't know.
You just said Florida, didn't you?
Yeah, I said Florida. The Wild are 18-13-3 with 39 points, and they would be...
Stop!
Okay. The seventh seed in the playoffs.
Stop the hammering.
I wish. It's not really hammering if it's like once or twice. More music.
Yeah. Okay.
How about this one?
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think this is the full song.
By the way, Landslide is on the Fleetwood Mac record, not Rumors.
Okay. Listen to this song and think about one person.
Can it be Fatboy Slim?
It can be Fatboy Slim. It can be.
Who sings this?
Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, they got a lot of bangers, huh? Oh,
you wouldn't believe it.
Really?
Oh,
I thought they only had Landslide. I'm not kidding.
Oh, my goodness. No. No, you wouldn't believe it.
You have no idea.
You've heard a bunch of their songs. You just didn't know it was them.
What the hell?
Like this one.
Bang.
In the sea of love, where everyone would love to drown.
That's how about this one?
Go ahead.
It's a lot of hatred towards Stevie Nicks.
Well, of course it is. I'm your secondhand news. I'm your secondhand news.
And she's singing backup on.
That doesn't make sense.
That's what makes it great.
Yeah, I think they think that's why everyone just loves it.
That's why it's magic and why everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. It's just honest. People being honest.
Oh.
Oh, this is a banger, too.
Hockey's getting sexual over there.
Oh, my. I didn't know this was Fleetwood. They're this good, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're one of the best bands of all time. And Corey's brother loves this band.
Really?
It's his 311.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think. Him
Old
and Billy
Bay,
Joel.
Like right when we first met, she's like, I'm a huge Fleetwood fan.
Oh,
I'm like,
I love her even more. I love her even more.
She's obsessed.
Yeah. And mostly because of Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
It's great music, man.
This is good.
It's making hockey sexual.
I can't help it. I love it, man.
He's turned on. How much Fleetwood Mac do you own, Hogsley?
As much as legal.
Scene Bear wants to come up and play bangers.
Bring him over.
Of course.
Come here, little Scene Bear.
Yes.
Come here, little Scene Bear. You got to sit in here, though. And you guys are going to want to look away.
Why?
Because I need to have my hand on some... Slabs, but I'm dancing to this, So we had, 1, 2, 3, 4 players make the Pro Bowl team, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad for Thielen, though.
Rhodes. How about the stat? Is it Darren Revelle? Is that the guy that Corey always brings up?
No.
He works for ESPN. How about Adam Thielen's? He tweeted this 9 hours ago. Adam Thielen's remarkable timetable. $500 college scholarship to Minnesota State. Undrafted. In 2014 to 2016, the Vikings paid him $1.5 million total, and then he gets a $10 million guarantee before this season, and now he's in the Pro Bowl.
Jeez.
And
he's
going to
tweet that
second
again.
Second best wide receiver?
He'll tweet that same thing, just slightly altered again, mid-February, ending with a Super Bowl MVP?
That would be sick.
That would be so sick.
Hockey's getting sexual with
that. Being said, how does a wide receiver win a Super Bowl MVP?
Would be the quarterback.
Yeah. The quarterback get, I mean, because the quarterback threw all those yards plus whatever else they did.
Didn't Jerry Rice win one once?
Did he?
I would assume he's been in 48 of
them. Yeah, but he always had either Steve Young or Joe Montana throwing them to him, so I don't know. Left for you now.
Show us how to do it, Adam.
Yeah, man. So again, it was Adam Thielen, Everson Griffin, Anthony Barr, and Xavier Rhodes that did make the Pro Bowl. Linville did not. I still can't believe Harrison Smith didn't make it. Again, he's a guy who earned it, and he's a guy you would think would make it on reputation alone.
Well, he's been
you would
last
think he
would
have
years.
Both, right? Yeah. Right?
Well, Lieber was saying, don't the players somehow control it? What if he doesn't want to go?
No, but you want to be on. No, that's a hall. Oh, that gets you in the hall.
Yeah.
They control it in the fact that they can like lobby with each other.
Oh, once like, they get it.
Once
like,
they get
I don't
it,
need
like,
it.
Yeah. But
you want it.
One of the things is, and I witnessed this firsthand. So a third of the vote goes to the national to the public. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And obviously, Harrison Smith has been there 2 years now. He should be a big name, but he's not a household name. I had I was lining up an interview for a national NFL like coverage thing after one of the games, and I had Harrison right next to me, ready to go. And I called him up and said, hey, I got Harrison Smith. This is, and mind you, this is like last year, like not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Smith here for you. Had, you know, had a sack that day, an interception, blah, blah, blah. And the guy on the other line said, we don't know who that is. I need somebody notable.
What? Right. Oh, my gosh.
And,
really?
And Harrison was standing right there. And I was like, Pro Bowl safety, a pretty big deal, maybe their best defender. And Harrison's like,
goodness.
Who is that? Who are you talking to? And I told him who it was, and he said, I'm never talking to them again.
Oh.
Yeah, and he keeps to himself, too. Harrison Smith's a great dude.
Oh, yeah, he seems humble. You can just tell, one of those guys. Okay, what is this Fleetwood, too?
Yes.
Get out. No, it's not.
It is, dude. I'm telling you.
Yes, it is,
it
babe.
It is. Man, you've got to buy a Greatest Hits. You know what? Buy the Fleetwood Mac record, the first Fleetwood Mac, and buy Rumors, and even buy Tusk as well, because Sarah's on Tusk.
Yeah.
Which is just a great song. Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Obviously, off the topic, but today is National Signing Day.
Yeah.
PJ Fleck joins PA.
Nice.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah, you want to talk about it in Fan 5?
You know what? We'll talk about it when we come back.
Oh, yeah,
and don't forget, Fargo Flash is coming in at 7:20, too, plenty of time to do that.
Yeah.
So
we're playing more bangers, right?
Oh, yeah. We're playing more bangers.
Your Scene Bear's on his way.
Little Scene Bear's coming up. We're going to talk about his favorite player, interior lineman Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, he loves
that guy. Who
plays
for the Eagles.
What group can go head-to-head with Fleetwood? Can we find another group when we get back?
Okay, you know what? We're going to talk about that. We'll figure it out. You and I, let's huddle in the break, okay? We'll be right back. Power Trip Morning Show. Hey, we just kind of did the Lexus lineup. Who brought us that, Age?
Lexus of Maplewood, Lexus of Wayzata.
Thank you, buddy.
A big 7 o'clock hour from what I hear.
The Fan.
Here's the question I have for you. Young Tommy Olsen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How familiar are you with the Eagles?
Not familiar at all.
Good. Okay, good. Let's get started then, because I was trying to think. We were talking during the break about the bands that could match and or surpass Fleetwood Mac when it came to bangers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And even though for most of us, I would say the Eagles are probably a little burnout because they've gotten played so much.
And the dude hates them.
But if you have not been, then here we go.
Man, that documentary, Hogsley.
Unbelievable.
It's two.
There's two documentaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one's about the band. The second one's about the reuniting of the band. You know this song?
Yeah. I think everyone's had heard this song.
Yeah.
This isn't a lot of stuff. Great song.
Great song.
It's almost kind of like feels like Fleetwood a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Same era, same groove.
When was this era when Fleetwood was big and Eagles?
Mid-70s.
Yeah, early 80s.
Man.
Yeah, so my mom and dad probably.
Your mom and dad are my age. Yeah, this
was
our jam.
This is one of my dad's favorite bands.
Really?
Is it really?
He'd have these tapes as a kid.
Okay.
And the covers were always so weird. I'm like,
so cool.
What is that?
Like Hotel California, the cover of Hotel California. In the live record.
This is...
You've heard this a million times, right?
Exactly. Yeah. These are some big bangers now.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You can match up maybe more than Fleetwood. Oh.
A lot of them really didn't get along.
Really?
Yeah. This is Joe Walsh, bands. Right? Then they bring in Joe Walsh because he's so damn good. Hockey wants some rise.
I am Hockey.
Hot Ass Randy texted me to play some rise.
Yeah, we didn't have as many bangers as the Eagles.
How about this one, Oxley?
Here's something. Did you know this, T.O.?
What?
The drummer is actually the singer as well. Did you know that?
What?
Don Henley.
Does that ever happen?
Oh, sure. A couple of times. Not very often, though.
It's tough. The band?
Yeah. Hmm. That's the drummer singing.
Okay.
Pretty cool, huh?
That is cool.
And Glenn Frey as well.
Yeah.
But there's some songs you've never heard, too, like Wasted Time. Great song. You've heard Best of My Love, probably, but oh my goodness.
Yeah, this one.
There's a New Kid in Town. I don't want to hear it.
I've only heard the first two songs from here. I haven't heard anything else.
What about Desperado?
Yeah.
That's the Eagles?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So there's these hidden bangers I just never knew who was singing them.
Yeah.
There's just a world of bangers. Music you've...
I haven't uncorked anything.
Yeah, if you're walking down Lake Street and you see a hidden banger, get away.
Yeah,
but if you
get away.
Turn it on the Eagles...
Desperate.
You got another one?
Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Or this one, Hogsley. Take it to the limit, dude.
These are all Eagles?
Yes.
No, they aren't.
Yes.
Dude, I swear on my life. That's what I'm saying.
So their best of albums just all number
you
one.
There's
hits.
Two
you
got to
get at least two of them.
Yeah, there's two or
You
got to
get at least
of
two of their best of albums because there's
what?
Two.
What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding you.
So they're like almost like the George Strait of...
Dude,
I'm more
you
like a
that?
Garth Brooks. I'd say they're more like the Garth Brooks.
Absolutely.
That's oh my
god. Eagles are? Yeah,
oh
my
god.
They were in the United States.
Dude, I love it. And listeners
they dominated.
Out there, listeners out there, listen to me, listeners. It sounds like he's making this up. He's not. We are introducing Tommy Olsen to
dude,
bangers
this
morning.
We could
do this for you.
We could.
And
I mean,
I'm so jealous of him.
Fargo Flash coming in next to talk about signing day.
Yeah.
There's a one of my favorite artists of all time that we could do 9 or 10 songs of his and you would love all of them.
What about
Paul Simon?
Dude, imagine I'm so jealous of you. It's like you get to hear Tequila Sunrise for the first time. And you've had many Tequila Sunrises.
Sure, yeah, I've drank the drink. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, this is good.
Dude, listen to this first line. This is you know this feeling. Listen.
It's another Tequila Sunrise. Staring slowly across the sky. Said goodbye.
How about this one?
That's Glenn Frey, by the way. R.I.P.
This is them.
Everybody's.
They sound so different. Like, they sound...
I know.
You know, like, this sounds like more like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but different than what you first played. So this is the same people that sang Desperado in this.
I swear to you. It's the same singer.
How?
Desperado is Don Henley, and so is this. And he's playing drums, by the way.
Yeah.
See, it's kind of like funky, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
the other one's not at all.
That's
what makes them great.
Yeah, man.
Their concerts are probably so
greatest hits.
Yeah.
Show song after song after song.
Yeah.
Fry's dead.
Ugh.
Rosie.
You might have to put the Eagles in front of Fleetwood. I mean, these guys.
I think you'd have to.
Wow.
Oh, goodness sake.
It's brilliant.
So there you go.
That is
there you go.
Very good.
You get to drive around, listen to the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac like you've never heard them before.
Yeah. And then I got to throw a little Seeger in there, too.
A little Seeger in there.
We'll give you some more.
We'll get you some Mellencamp later, too. I got to introduce you to my guy. We got to give you some Cougs.
I love Cougs.
You love the Cougs?
I do.
Oh, who doesn't love the Cougs?
Today's National Signing Day.
It is. Correct. That's right. And Fargo Flash is out. He's making you some toaster strudel as we speak.
Sweet.
Yeah, sweet is right.
And then this news came out yesterday. Jerry Kill, who retired as the Gophers football head coach in 2015 because of his battle with epilepsy, retired as the offensive coordinator at Rutgers.
So he did retire.
Yesterday because of health reasons. Mm-hmm. He said, quote, "I gave everything I had to the game. I just ran out of juice." And when he retired in 2015, it was maybe the saddest non-family thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, you were there, right?
It was.
That's so bad. Yeah.
Watching a man give up his dream.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. Tough. It's terrible.
I look over here. Hi.
Yeah. Scene Bear's here.
My dream's restored.
Yeah, he's in the lobby. I'm not going to get him.
Vikings, as we speak now, according to NFL.com's power rankings, number two team in the NFL behind the Patriots.
Yeah, they did a bit last night on NFL Network about they matched the two up, and out of the like five categories, coaching, passing, running, and then all that, the Vikings had three out of the five categories.
I still think the Steelers are better than the Patriots, even though they beat them.
Well, without Brown, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. They did lose him. He's out. So how long is he out? Do we know?
They said he's out the rest of the regular season.
Okay.
And that he could be back for the playoffs. So
they really want to buy.
If that means that they expect him back for the playoffs, or he could potentially be back.
I could make an argument for a lot of these teams to win the Super Bowl. You're taking my heart out of it. Obviously the Patriots.
Yes.
Obviously the Vikings. Obviously the Steelers. Mm-hmm. The Eagles, I think the jury's still out, but we'll see.
The defense is hideous.
Yeah, they're not.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, they gave up how many points?
But they have been good.
One game.
Do you know
who? Yeah, but it's still the 2-12 Giants.
Do you know who's scary?
Freddy Krueger.
Frankenstein.
The Saints.
Which team? Well, I think the Rams are the scariest.
So, really? That was what I was
we
going
beat
next.
Them, though.
I think we figured them out.
I know, well, but their front seven on defense,
how'd that work out?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, right. I know. We had them. Yeah,
we beat them.
Right.
No, I know that's one game, and they could have played bad the day we played good.
And for me, I know it's probably a hangover from what has happened to us before. The Saints scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, that's the team that scares me the most, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jaguars don't.
I think that's just because of
too
the
much.
But any of these teams, we. Minus the Eagles, we'd have to play here. We forget that.
Here.
Yeah, but
here. As so of right
here's,
now,
here's what
by
scares
the
me with the Saints. The Saints have the dual-headed attack in the run game.
You are always afraid of the dual-headed.
With the power running of Mark Ingram, the explosive running and pass-catching of Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
And then everyone still forgets that Drew Brees is on that team.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's still Drew Brees, and he still has Michael Thomas and Willie Sneed and a bunch of options to throw the ball to.
Hawk just loves Willie Sneed.
Man, just forget Sneed. About Sneed.
What about Panthers and Falcons? Either one of those do anything for you?
No,
Cam.
The Falcons are
Panthers play the way that's a very beatable team if they play the way that we lost to them.
The Falcons barely beat Tampa.
Right.
I mean that field goal goes in and they go to overtime. What was I going to say here? I forgot. It's not really important. Oh yeah.
Are you okay?
Is there a chance, albeit a small one, that New Orleans doesn't make the playoffs?
Let me see.
They're the fourth seed.
Well, I mean, there still is a chance.
Because the Panthers in Atlanta,
Seattle
play each other?
Let me see. I've got something like that.
Or Detroit. And Detroit will win out, because don't they play Cincinnati and then the Bears?
I mean, it's...
Detroit's going to be 10-6.
Playoff clinching scenarios. Here we go. Where are
you at? New Orleans plays the Falcons, and they're at Tampa.
Man, that's a pretty good. That's not an easy run.
Yeah.
All right, I can get that open. I don't know, so we'll see. I do know though that Aaron Rodgers is done for the season. You guys knew that. Anybody who has a phone knew that yesterday as soon as it happened, and that means the Vikings will not face him when it is -3 degrees outside at 7:30. I'm a little scene bear. This weekend at, I'm completely distracted.
Your lover's here. Now, because of that, Hawk, the Minnesota Vikings are 9-point favorites. The first time they've been a favorite at Lambeau since 2000.
Mm.
And they were about a point underdog with Rodgers. Fargo Flash, you played football at a high level. Think how good one guy is that they're basically it's a 10.5-point swing.
Yeah.
That's how good he is.
I kind of want to take the Packers.
You take the Packers in the 9?
Well, I'm looking for some money this morning.
Hundley's horrible.
I made that mistake last week.
I know, I saw that.
I'll take the Vikings in the 9.
I have to think about it.
Yeah, Jess, you want some noise? I'll play a little
oh
bit.
Oh my gosh, what's going on?
I'm not taking everyone on.
No, I mean, come on, be careful.
You have before.
Yeah, that was fun, by the way. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
And then the Wolves, of course, play tonight. But who cares, because it's National Signing Day.
Yeah, and they're already rolling in hot right now.
And PJ Fleck is on with PA.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The most important guys have signed.
That's right, Fargo
Flash. The top guys in the class are already inked.
He's on with us in a second to talk about that. But real quick, ATO?
Yeah.
Do you know who this is?
Oh. This is Elton, right?
It's Elton. Okay, come all right. On. Okay, good. Okay,
we could. Elton Banger. Dove into Elton.
He's about, above both, though, too. We've listened to it already.
How about this?
Yeah. Come on.
This song.
It's a little bit funny.
You know this song?
Yes. I'm a big Elton guy.
Oh, okay, all right.
And look, we can listen to him. I absolutely love him.
Dude, your song?
Oh.
It's one of the prettiest songs of all time.
It is.
Yeah.
Blue eyes.
Huxley, and I saw it in Las Vegas. Huxley, I'm not kidding you, cried the entire time.
I was so
can't
wasted.
Blame you.
No, while listen, FaceTiming, I cried the whole time.
I apologize. To Elton.
Yeah.
I really do.
Sobbing.
I was so
kidding.
Sad.
We're scattered.
All I could think about was I was never going to see him again while I was watching him.
Yeah.
I should have just enjoyed it.
You already missed him.
I know. Yeah.
He's right there.
Exactly. He's right in front of me.
Dobby,
I'm crying.
Walks over with us after seeing him the night before in hockey, goes, "Are you crying?" And Dob goes, "No, I just saw him." He goes, I'll buy you a ticket. You're in. And then we turn around, Dob's gone.
He's gone.
We
thank
go
God,
in
because I would have bought him a ticket.
Everything in the gift shop.
Yeah, the worst hoodie I've ever seen. I gave it to Goodwill. That's how bad it was.
They
I
gave
spent
it back
$65 on it.
And then $25 on his Best Of album that he owns on his phone.
I own it, but I wanted to buy it.
Yeah, he wanted the like special edition Yellow Brick Road
Do you remember? Do you remember how many people in our row were jumping up and down when he started playing this song? One.
Yes.
Yay! I was like, there's no doubt, and there's nothing wrong with this. I'm just telling you, there's nothing wrong with it at all. But people thought you and I were newlyweds.
And
that's how much.
They knew we were both getting laid. How into it we oh my God, we're crying, we're singing every song.
You ever see a couple at a country music concert, Tommy?
Oh yeah.
And each of them has their hand in each other's back pockets.
Oh, that was us.
And they're swaying back and forth,
best.
Cheek to cheek, and I don't mean face.
Oh yeah.
That was us during this song. There's no way anybody around us heard a single word of the song.
Good.
From him.
Good.
Because I was singing so loud.
We gotta hear the line.
You told me this is about when he goes to war, right?
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable.
Oh, dude, the words to this song, T.O.?
Yeah.
To this song? Oh, I got to play it again when we come back from break.
Obviously.
Fargo.
Yeah.
You're going to have to find a way to talk about college football
with
over top of Elton because...
Yep.
Time on my head.
Oh, yeah.
Laughing like Chilton.
Scene Bear wants to... chime in on the music because he's got some bangers that we can roll your bones with, whatever that means.
All right, we're going to break down.
When we break it down, I'll describe the player, and then while I'm describing the player, maybe you can find an appropriate song.
Yeah, maybe there's a player named Levon.
Oh, boy.
That's signed. Maybe there's a Daniel that is signed. Maybe there's a small receiver that you might call a tiny dancer. Maybe there's Benny. Yeah,
maybe
a kid named
like
Benny.
Going to
we got a Benny. We got a Benny.
We got a Benny.
Let's leave with Benny.
One of them grew up in Philly and had a tough childhood.
Well, he was from Florida, but that's fine.
That's okay.
He transferred to Eden Prairie. But
yep, sure. That's right. Cry in the night, if it helps, Tommy. But more than ever, this is the line right here. I simply love you more than I love life itself.
Can you imagine someone saying that to you?
No. Patrick Morning Show at 7:16, having a conniption, essentially, this morning. The Wild won 6-4. The Vikings got only four players in the Pro Bowl. That would be Adam Thielen, Everson Griffin, Anthony Barr, and Xavier Rhodes.
The Packers got zero.
That's right. Okay. Aaron Rodgers is out for the season. We play them this Sunday. But next, we talk about the best signing class, some say ever.
I'll say ever.
But most say since at least 2008 for your Golden Gopher football squad. We'll talk to the Fargo Flash and the Fan after this. Who should be next? Oh, you know what I'll do? All right, we'll do this. No, we decided we were going to stay with Elton for a minute, didn't we? Sorry, I'm having a conversation with nobody.
Because we got Benny.
Nobody said listen to me. We got Benny? We did get Benny?
I don't know. That's what Flash said.
Oh, good. It's official?
I don't know.
All right, I'll play it.
It is official. The Gophers on Twitter said, welcome Benjamin Sapp.
Benny Sapp.
Like Benny Sapp, Benny Sapp? Dude Junior?
Benny Sapp. Blew out every knee. I think he blew out like three knees.
Hold on.
He's only has two, but.
Rosie. He's a kid, Rosie.
Before we get into this, really quick.
Yes, sir.
Old Bay just texted me snapping. No, not snapping, but she said, I asked you to go to two Eagles concerts, two Fleetwood Mac concerts, but you never wanted to for the past two summers.
Bye, sexy.
I'm going to say this, and I don't think I've ever meant it until now. Mm. I'm so disappointed in you.
Yeah, I am.
I know. I should have, but okay.
Get it together.
And you know, you missed Glenn Frey. He's dead now.
Yeah, he passed. Hold on.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, sorry, Old Bay.
You know what, Old Bay? Old Bay, next time you want to go to a concert like that and T.O. won't go, you know my number. I'm your guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, now to row the boat. Let's hear it.
Row it.
Mm-hmm. Row it with the Rocket Man. Who's the Rocket Man? We got to have a Rocket Man. Who's the fastest guy on the...
Well, let me hold on a second here. The fastest guy, listen to this. Terrell Smith, who is officially already signed as of 7 o'clock this morning, 6 feet, 170 pounds. He is the fastest high school athlete in the state of Georgia.
Wow.
Ran 10.39 in the 100-meter dash.
Whoa.
State champion.
That's elite 40 speed. 40-yard dash.
Dude.
That's really
that
fast.
That is fine.
It's real fast. Good. He's going to come here and play cornerback, and we need a fast cornerback.
Mm-hmm. We do. And we got Vic Viramontes. Is he a done deal?
Vic Viramontes, yep. And so the neat story there is he's a kid in high school out of California, had committed and had a very aggressive Jim Harbaugh recruiting him. He had committed to Michigan right before signing day 2 years ago, decides to change his commitment, signs with Cal, goes to Cal as a freshman. After his freshman year, transfers to junior college, was the junior college first team All-American quarterback this year. Mm-hmm. So he's the best junior college quarterback in the country. Mm. Threw for 25 million yards and 25 touchdowns, ran for 25 touchdowns. And so knowing the weakness at quarterback and knowing that we had to have someone that could play right away, he's the guy that will be under center next fall when the Golden Gophers kick off August 30th versus New Mexico State.
P.J. Fleck joins P.A. at 11:35.
I thought it was 9:35.
It's 11:35.
11:35.
Yeah,
that's even better.
11:35, P.J. Fleck joins to talk about all this. So there's a ton of hype, and the difference between like this and the pros is, you know, they have the draft and all that. Yeah, yeah, we've seen these kids play. It has to be an inexact science for the... You just talked about it. The number one recruit in the country may never play again.
Yeah.
You know, and then the number one recruit to the Gophers a while ago never played.
Yeah.
So
Sam Maris, we just talked about.
Right. So what makes these kids so good other than obviously their tape, but is there something that these coaches see where they're like, well, maybe this kid can play?
Yeah, I think the key is you have to try to find these athletes early in their career. So kids that have a chance to play as sophomores, kids that have a chance to not just play but be impact players as juniors, they get on the spotlight more quickly. It's hard to find that diamond in the rough, a kid that just emerges as a senior. And so what's great about today is this class now is signed, and P.J. Fleck can put all of his efforts against the class of 2019. And it's not an exact science. You're number one. You have your assistant coaches and all nine of them just pounding the pavement, talking to high school coaches to try to use their knowledge about who's a great potential college football player, either within their school, within their conference, within their state. And then from there, it's your chance once they've helped you identify those kids to go break down a ton of tape, read all the tangibles, which is the 40-yard dash, the agility, all that type of stuff. That's kind of more combine-like. But at the end of the day, you have to have a coach that can spot talent. And one of the things that a number of my friends that coach in college football said when P.J. Fleck was here is the type of kids that he gets in the door here before anyone else has a chance to identify them, so he gets that first mover advantage. That's what's so special about him. Because a Rashad Bateman that signed this morning, that's probably the most elite talent in this class. Well, Minnesota got to him first. And in the last month, every SEC school, for the most part, outside of Alabama, offered this kid. Well, because he was there first and established that relationship, he's locked into P.J. Fleck.
Tell us about these two offensive linemen they got.
Well, two huge kids from the IMG Academy, which is, you know, for this is a hockey state, but down in the South, there's a lot of football states. And so people will transfer and they'll leave their state behind, their school behind, and it's 100% football. It's 100% school. The football part probably coming first. And so it's a football academy, and these kids play the toughest competition all year round. I believe they're ranked number one this year out of the USA Today High School Football Top 25. And two players are coming with this group from IMG. Curtis Dunlap is a 6'5", 362-pound offensive guard who was committed to Florida. Florida has a coaching change. He opens up where he wants to go and lands in Minnesota. Daniel Fa'alele is just a 6'9", 400-pound Australian football player who played 1 year of football. And the first chance that he had to put on pads this year, the offers came from everywhere. Alabama, Michigan, USC.
Georgia.
Everyone offered this kid.
Right.
And so the Minnesota connection here, which I think is interesting to understand, is there's a family, the Anisteds, who had a father that played here in the 80s, and he took his two sons from Mankato West and moved them down to IMG 3 years ago. Cade used to work out with these guys with Tyrone Carter. And so the older son is a preferred walk-on wide receiver with the Gophers, just finished up his freshman year. And then the younger brother, Zach, is a preferred walk-on that signed this morning with Minnesota as a preferred walk-on quarterback. So he'll challenge Vic as a chance to play. And he, by the way, had offers from both Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and shut them down because he wanted the chance to not just play, but he's going to pay his way to play.
Think about that.
Wow. It's crazy.
That's like saying, well, do you want a job that pays? No, I'm going to
volunteer
for free.
Yeah.
And pay for it, right?
And so, as Tommy said off air, so what we've developed over the last 2 years with this family is we now have a pipeline to the IMG Academy. And when you have that, a lot of great things can happen. These two linemen will be the starting linemen on the left side of the line in the Under Armour All-American High School football game.
Are you serious,
Clark?
So if you think about what we had to clean up, had to clean up the offense line, and they've, you know, both the quarterback and the offense line play, along with the receiver play, had to be cleaned up, and we've done that.
Unbelievable. And I was, you know, I'm the biggest doubter of P.J. Fleck, but hey, he's not recruiting me. I'd never play. But,
you know. Well, you have eligibility left, right?
Yeah, 4 years, I think.
But I think, again, if you laid out what had to happen, you had to find an immediate impact player at quarterback. You had and I think the offensive line probably over-delivered this year in terms of what we expected. I think they're better than we thought they'd be. But you still had to go do that. They also signed a junior college player, Jason Dixon, who was committed to UCLA. UCLA has a coaching change, opens up his recruitment. PJ jumps on it, signs him. And so there's probably three guys that will sign today that will show up and enroll in January, and I'd be shocked if they don't start next August 30th against New Mexico State.
Who had the best recruiting class in the Big Ten?
I think Ohio State.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's not, you know, the rich get richer. You know, yeah, I mean, that's usually how it happens. So what's tough at this level is when you recruit off of 5-7, you have, and again, this Ben Lieber and I talked about this off air a lot this year. If he didn't go do this, there are going to be more question marks. If he didn't go get a bunch of kids, and I said, boy, if he could get 2 to 4 four-star kids to show up to Minnesota, then you say, that's why we hired him. He's the type of guy that had to out-recruit people, even though he's 5-7. Well, on paper, he's done that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at collectively over the last 10 years, when as the Rivals.com and 247Sports.com have started evaluating football players, the number of four-star players collectively that Minnesota's had, I can't think it's more than 4.
No.
And depending on who you listen to, we're going to sign 4, and that doesn't include Vic, 4 four-star players. There's another defensive lineman from Ohio, Alex Riegelspieger, who's a defensive end that was in the top 20 in the country.
Yep. Yeah.
And he is a four-star player on many sites, and he signed this morning as well. So you have to go try to find a way to go get some of the kids that everybody else is offering. And then on the flip side, you got to look into your home state and find those diamonds in the rough. The one kid I'll point out that I think is the diamond in the rough is a kid from my home area, Perm, Minnesota, a kid named Logan Richter, 6'4", 295. He's going to come in here to play defensive tackle. No one recruited him. North Dakota State, Wyoming. He's from Perm, Minnesota, by Detroit Lakes.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He's a guy that they brought into their junior camp last year. I mean, on the AU basketball circuit, he's really? A top five player where he's dunking and he's got great foot movement. He's got like a 40% percentage rate from the three-point line. Oh. So he's an athlete that happens to be 295. So they think they can have him come in and plug him in at defensive tackle and have him be a little bit like Steven Richardson. Again, he's a diamond in the rough.
Right.
No one
right.
saw him. Mm-hmm. So again, high risk, high reward, but they think they're going to find the reward in that kid.
So there's a real possibility four of these kids could be starting for us next year. At least four.
At least four.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rashad Bateman starts. The receiver.
The quarterback starts, right?
Vic starts.
He starts, yeah. And, well, maybe five then, because the three offensive linemen you just mentioned. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah. It's all on paper, but they went out and they found some kids, right. And it's impressive. And the neat thing about this, as I mentioned earlier, is now you just sit there and you can literally flip the page, and it's only December 20th, and you can start to get after the next recruiting class. And if you think of last year, I think he had 25 days from the time he agreed to the contract to signing day.
Right.
And again, what we talked about last year is he had all these kids flip from Western Michigan to Minnesota, and that really didn't do much, right? If you can't flip a kid from Western Michigan to Minnesota, you're not much of a coach. But now when we gave the guy a full year, if this is what we're going to get off of 5-7, you know, this is
right.
pretty legit.
Go. Yeah, roll the boat. I'm in.
The best way to forget a 5-7 season is to do what he just did.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And 100%. You addressed it, but let me say it again.
Yeah.
That Rashad Bateman story, the fact that you went and got him before anybody else and you were able to keep him when everybody else came to get him, that's enormous, man.
Right. Mm-hmm. P.J. Fleck joins PA at 11:35.
That's pretty sweet.
That's cool.
Row the boat.
Fargo, you're rowing the boat?
I'll tell you one last thing. The schedule next year is so easy.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me why.
We don't play anyone. We
13-0?
We play five of the 12 teams have either a win, have just a win better or more than a 500 record. So the best team we play will be obviously Wisconsin and Ohio State. After that, then it's Iowa and Northwestern. So again, just get a little bit better,
right?
And you're going to find your way to 8-4, 9-3.
What kind of toaster strudels are those?
Cinnamon.
Oh,
we have a bunch of dieters here.
Oh,
it's
no.
Fun. Where's Parrish? Where's Cove?
You know, Cove's on his way in. Just eat the toaster strudels.
Cove died.
I'm rowing the boat. Sky Yuma.
We're rowing the boat with you. Let's go together. We'll row the boat to the circle of life.
Oh.
You know this song, T.O.?
Yes.
Yeah,
Lion King. You can't beat it.
Come on, baby.
Come on, you can't beat it.
Recruiting's a circle of life, guys.
It is a crazy circle of life,
Merry
Fargo.
Christmas,
and I'm
Justin.
Glad you're part of ours, brother.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Hawk.
Thank you, brother.
Happy birthday, 69. Jesus.
See you soon. See you real soon. Right now?
Yeah. Vikings news, right, Hogs?
That's right, baby. Coming up right after this. It's the Power Trip Morning Show with a cast of thousands on The Fan. Good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip. Hey, is Fargo still sitting there? Have Fargo put his headphones on again,
Fargo,
real quick.
Please
Fargo, put your headphones on again.
Fargo,
real quick.
We're not done.
I'm not done. Yeah, I want to make one point to him.
Tell us about fruit snacks.
No, hold on. I want to make one more point to him.
Oh.
Fargo, you there, Fargo? Is he there?
Hello? Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Okay, cool. I thought about this during the break. I was talking to AJ about it. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how positive you are, regardless of how great your life is and how you're always rowing the boat, could there be a worse night for a college football coach than last night? Can you imagine P.J. Fleck last night trying to sleep, thinking about, I mean...
There's no way he slept.
Every one of those players means a lot to this team, but there are four, maybe five players that are difference makers this year for him that can change your career by changing their mind, and their high school kids.
His life is dependent on 17-year-old kids.
And he got him all in. So far, right? I mean, we haven't missed anybody yet.
No. The ones that I pointed out have all signed. I guess not the Jason Dixon yet. I haven't seen him sign yet. He's a junior college kid who decommitted from UCLA. But no, you're right. I mean just think
imagine?
Of all those kids. I mean, I thought this morning when I woke up, because I was checking Twitter right away, because I was checking out Bateman the most, and I thought, just think of that kid. If he just at the 11th and a half hour, he's just like, I can't go to Minnesota. It's cold.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Georgia.
Wait a minute. What's the temperature on Christmas Day?
And if he said I'm going to flip to Georgia, would we blame him?
No.
Not really.
Not at all.
We're also in the SEC.
Fala Lele says, I guess I'm going to go to Alabama instead of Minnesota.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it, right?
But they didn't. And they're coming here to the University of Minnesota. So good job, PJ, and all your recruiters, man. Because it's way more than just PJ, right?
It's way more than PJ.
Oh, my gosh. What a network
Flash
of people out there.
Flash has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, he does. Flash, nice job, buddy.
Yeah.
Good work.
Brevin Spanford, another diamond in the rough.
Yeah?
Sixth. St. Cloud Tech.
Okay.
Started all 4 years. The only player in 23 years of this head coach who started as a freshman.
Wow.
6 foot six,
mm-hmm.
240.
Mm-hmm.
And people say he reminds most of Eric Decker.
Wow.
Offers from Michigan State, West mm-hmm. Virginia, mm-hmm. Iowa State, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And he's projected to come to Minnesota and play tight end. But high potential.
Mm. I love it.
Well, fun to see him play. And then, of course, we mentioned Benny Sapp. Dad played for the Vikings. Tore his ACL his sophomore year, tore his ACL his junior year, tore his meniscus his senior year.
Mark!
So if he could stay healthy, they say there's super, super high potential.
We're all going to be in great shape because we're rowing this damn boat like crazy.
Yeah.
We're burning calories.
We're going to find the little man in the boat, too.
No, that doesn't exist. No. Thank you, Fargo.
Thanks, guys.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
brother.
Christmas. I love
See
you.
See you, my friend. Thank
See you, Jess.
You're very nice.
Yeah.
It's time for
Jeff?
Vikings news.
He said Jeff. Did he just turn the lights up on you guys any
light?
Yeah. Radco is a truck accessory pro store. I told you guys I bought a new Durango. You know, I'm very excited about it. I love that car.
Yeah.
I'm going to tint the windows in the back. Not the driver's side window, not the the passenger, and not the, you know, but in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tint them so dark that I'm going to be able to sleep in there.
Why is that?
I measured
that
yesterday.
You like cars.
I do.
Yeah, you also like watching videos where people are in the back seat of a car.
I don't prefer them.
You'll watch them.
I won't skip past.
No, it's...
No, I won't.
Yeah.
Yep.
Seenberry's talking.
Well, Seenberry, your microphone's going to be on.
Oh, no.
That's okay, little Seenberry.
Sorry,
baby.
I'm a noob. No, Luke loves sleeping in cars, too.
Who
Did
doesn't?
Get that from you?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Well, we don't do a lot of sleeping.
Oh,
resting, you know.
Luke also loves high kick contests.
Yeah, he does.
With pizza
without his clothes on.
Yeah. Without his clothes on.
Yeah, we told that story
in public.
You should post that, AJ.
Creasel has the good one.
Okay. All right. 7:46 means it is Vikings news. Thanks to Radko. And again.
What did you get lost?
Are you supposed to leave?
I should probably go.
No.
You forgot.
We were talking Gophers.
Yeah, sorry guys. I will be back tomorrow with. I'll be back with Eddie. Hopefully you can come. All right. I'm a little nervous. I got to get going.
Okay.
You might be unemployed tomorrow. You can say the whole show.
Do you need a pass?
Right.
You need a hot pass? You sure you're all right?
I'm good.
All right.
Boss
cool.
listens.
Yeah. You just hockey. You just sign a note.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, buddy.
You forgot what time.
Every day he gives me a new Tommy moment that
Tommy.
I love.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
He makes me happy.
Yeah. He's the best. He's pretty happy, too.
Man, look at it. I saw him literally when I said 7:46. He goes, it's 7:46?
Yeah.
Oh, greatest ever. Goodbye, buddy.
Bye, babe.
There you go.
Aaron Rodgers is not going to play. What time? Aaron Rodgers is out. The team put him on IR. He will not play this Saturday because of that. The Minnesota Vikings went from a 1.5-point dog to a 9-point dog. Favorite. Mm. The first time the Minnesota Vikings have been given points since 2000.
Right. And we'll run through the entire breakdown of who did make the Pro Bowl and who did not make the Pro Bowl, but I'm sure you've heard by now if you haven't. Adam Thielen makes the Pro Bowl. So awesome. Everson Griffin makes the Pro Bowl. Obviously deserved. Anthony Barr makes the Pro Bowl, which is good for him because we all read the story over and over again about how Coach told him, you're coasting, man. And he stopped doing that. What a year he's had. Anthony Barr makes the Pro Bowl. And then the roads are closed. Xavier Rhodes makes the Pro Bowl.
He led all NFC cornerbacks.
Wow. Wow. Think about that. I mean, Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, who's a rookie.
Yeah.
Four rookies made it.
Patrick Peterson, Darius Slay all make it with Xavier Rhodes leading the way. But again, no Harrison Smith, which in my mind is just an unbelievable thing.
Yeah.
I can't believe
Stupid.
He didn't make it. Linville didn't make it. And Case Keenum didn't make it. Anybody else? I'm forgetting. Kyle Rudolph should have made it.
Of course.
Who did make it as a tight end? Zach Ertz and Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, and then from the Gronk and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, But I'm talking NFC.
Yeah.
He got beat out by Ertz and Graham, which I guess, you know.
But they want to be named to it, but it would be an awesome problem to have where they don't play in it because they're preparing for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The New Orleans Saints are sending Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara the first time in 42 years that two running backs from the same team made the All-Star
That's
team.
Fascinating, man.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. One of them's a rookie.
I'm trying to think in the past, like, running back tandems that could have made it.
Well, AP and Chester, right?
Yeah. But AP was dominant.
That's a good point. I can't think of any.
I can't think of any.
The Panthers had Williams and Stewart.
Yeah,
there you go. That's a good one. They could have as well.
Seymour, you're smart.
You're a good guy. I like you, and you're sexy.
And Hawk's looking at your backside.
I can't help it. I wish he'd sit down and pull his pants up. It's
you
distracting.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have?
I do have one more thing. Ryan Shazier makes the Pro Bowl. Good for him, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he deserved it. That wasn't, obviously he's a great player.
When they had all that stuff, what was it, this week about the guy, Thomas Davis, whose suspension went from 2 games to 1,
mm-hmm.
was called out by Devonta Adams for headhunting, and then a lot of people have come out and said, basically, this is a family. Like, we're on different teams, but it's the same family.
Yeah.
Like, to see a guy like Shazier, the second he hit that guy with his head down and his feet kind of flopped out, it's what?
I'm sorry. I know I was improper, but I looked up the clock. I looked up the clock and it was 7:50, and I was just
flabbergasted.
I can't.
He got so lost in Gopher talk, and so excited because we're actually like positive about the Gophers that he lost track of time.
I say this all the time about certain situations, but I wish so badly you all could have seen through my eyes what I just saw. Man. When I said it's 7:46 and Tommy realized he was late for class, which he's not, he's late for work. But that was the look on his face.
With this new early signing day, Tommy gets a coffee.
Damn Russians.
2 Christmas mornings in the same week.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he's really excited about it.
You're right about that. Oh, and by the way, one more thing I did want to mention. You guys remember Richie Incognito?
Yeah, he made the Pro Bowl,
He made the Pro Bowl for the Bills.
Remember when Corey and I bet that he wouldn't make a roster?
Yeah, wouldn't even make a roster. And now he makes the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, minus the bullying. He's a really, really, really good player.
Yeah, minus the bullying.
But, also a lot of people said that the guy that he was maybe, never mind. Maybe, deserved it, obviously, but they said that he was just,
Anyway. And by the way, the Wild did win as we go to break as well.
6-4.
And they came back. If you turned it off early because you were sick of it. Well, they did come back to win. In the 8 o'clock hour, by the way, AJ, I want you to know something. Okay?
Okay.
Lawyer Lambert's coming in.
Hmm.
Now, I may be distracted because Lil Scene Bear and Lawyer Lambert in the same room.
We should play some Paul Simon for Lawyer Lambert.
It's a little too much for me. But I did do a deep dive this morning, accidentally, on movies coming out. I watched some trailers. And you know how I get, AJ, when I watch one trailer and then I start watching trailers and I realize it's 5:30 and I can't help myself?
7:46.
Yeah, exactly. I found a few movies I'm very excited about. And I don't mind telling you, one of them is Jumanji 2.
Yeah, that looks kind of good.
It looks good.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Scene Bear? Don't you turn on me. Power Trip Morning Show with all that and more. What was that called again?
That was your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Wayzata, Lexus and Maplewood. Chris?
I love you. We'll be right back. It's Power Trip on the Fame. The
Hey, thanks for waking up and hanging out with the guys in the Power Trip. We appreciate it each and every day. So much so, we're going to give away a pair of tickets this time to see the Wild face the Florida Panthers January 2nd. Caller number 11, 651-99-5326, 800-320-5326.
Thank you, AJ. One of the greatest songs of all time. Minutes to Memories by John Mellencamp.
And we've brought this up multiple times, Hawk, but I don't think we're breaking news. He's not very friendly, right?
Right, that's the word, yeah. I've done all I, it's not been hard for me to do this, but done all I can to avoid meeting him because he's such a hero of mine, and I don't want to be disappointed. Unlike the great Lawyer Lambert, who's a hero of mine, and I see all the time.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about him.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming in, hanging out.
Hey, happy to.
I have lots to talk to you about.
Well, great.
After we get done with sports.
Okay.
We can fly through it.
Let's fly through this.
Well, we can get through sports, and we got movie stuff to talk about.
Oh, terrific.
There's all kinds of junk to do.
Good.
The Wild
Hold on. I got to hit the fan five thing.
But I didn't know we did that.
No, yeah, we You didn't know we did fan five?
I didn't know we played the music anymore.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Do you remember when it used to go, this Fan 5 bit that you're about to play right into Go See It?
Yeah. Forever.
Yeah. Go See It.
Not anymore. Now we do.
Thanks, Fatso.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's a new one.
The Wild won last night 6-4. Eric Stahl scored twice. Chris Stewart scored once. Miko once. Nate Prosser scored once. And Jonas Brodin scored once, and then hockey farted.
What?
The Wild will play in Florida to take on the Panthers on Friday at 6:30. The Wild are 18-13-3, 39 tonight. Points. Not tonight. Good for 7th in the West. And the number one team in the West is the Las Vegas Knights with 50 points. Hmm. The Pro Bowl was announced yesterday. 4 Vikings made the team. Everson led all NFC defensive ends in votes. Rhodes, all NFC cornerbacks in votes, Adam Thielen and Anthony Barr. Snubbed, in our opinion, is Harrison, Case Keenum, Kyle Rudolph, Linval, and the best linebacker on the team, Eric Kendricks.
That's true.
Very true. The New Orleans Saints are sending Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara to the Pro Bowl. The first time in more than 42 years, two running backs from one team will head to the annual All-Star game. Mm-hmm. The Packers did not have a Pro Bowl player for the first time since 2005 when they were 4-12.
Rosie laugh.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, he loves it. How about this, Rose? The Packers placed Aaron Rodgers on IR. That means his season is done and he won't play Saturday. And because of that, Rosie, the Vikings are now 9-point favorites versus the Pack. They were a 1.5-point dog on Monday. The Minnesota Vikings are a favorite for the first time in Lambeau since 2000.
Boy, Rosie's just having a jolly old time.
Rosie?
What?
Former Gophers head coach Jerry Kill has retired as Rutgers offensive coordinator because of health issues.
No.
Hold it in, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
Rosie! Mark! That's not funny at all.
He said, I gave everything I had to the game. I just ran out of juice.
And he thought he was going to be okay, right?
Yeah, he did.
Obviously, you know.
Right.
Mm. And he did give it all. My
he
God.
Did. Yeah,
literally. For himself, for the game, for all his players.
Yeah.
Great guy. What else here? The Wolves are in Denver tonight to take on the Nuggets, and today is National Signing Day. PJ Fleck will join the Paul Allen Project at 11:35, and we just heard you can podcast in about an hour. Fargo Flash breaks down everything with National Signing Day, and he and Tommy are very excited.
Yeah, and Tommy's unemployed.
Yeah, because he's late.
Oh, did he miss his...
He forgot what time
it
was.
Yeah, he just got so carried away, poor guy.
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater says his first dream of playing in the NFL began when he was 4 years old. This from Andrew Kramer, today's paper. That's the dream that is covered in Little Bear Teddy, the children's book authored by his girlfriend, Erica Cardona, and released this summer. The creation of the book, however, spanned the life of Bridgewater's second dream, playing in the NFL again. Both the dream and book began while the Vikings quarterback was sedated inside a room of the Carroll Clinic in Dallas, where he underwent multi-ligament reconstruction on his once dislocated left knee, September of 2016.
That's unbelievable for multiple reasons. Yeah. That they flew him to Dallas to do it?
Yeah. Little Bear Teddy is the first in a series, Cardona said she expects to write. And like Bridgewater, two white gloves on the book series logo give a familiar symbol. Every child has a dream, whether it's to be a firefighter, doctor, lawyer, football player, said Bridgewater, who played his first snaps, this past Sunday. We all had dreams when we were younger, and this book is just a snippet of my dream and how it became a reality. So a children's book. Good gift for a kiddo.
That's awesome.
Out now.
Are you going to buy it?
Probably.
Yeah. You like buying things.
I do. I prefer books on tape, though.
Yeah. You do. Did you know Common had a book?
I do. We talked about it this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
AJ works for UPS now.
AJ makes it a point every one of them before they go out.
Yep. That's his...
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Congratulations.
Yeah, they get... It's inside acknowledgments. It says, touched by AJ.
Oh, it does?
Oh, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Goodness sake. Wash your mouth out.
Did you see this story, Hockey?
Nope.
You're familiar with England, right?
Nope. Yes.
anti-bird spikes have been put up on trees around a very rich area so they do not poop on nice cars. I didn't know bird spikes were a thing. Look at this picture.
Sweet.
Not sweet.
Oh, jeez.
Looks, yeah, awful.
Yeah.
Deadly.
Yeah. Very deadly.
Forcing them to fly into U.S. Bank Stadium.
Jeez, that's not nice, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's good. Like I mean, I don't know what other sports there are.
No,
Signing
okay.
Day.
Right. That's plenty.
Jerry Kill.
Yeah, you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Vikings.
Yeah,
covered
yeah,
it all.
Yeah,
play
yeah,
Saturday.
All.
We're
yeah.
going. Can't wait.
Supposed That'll be great.
-5. Dad, out of the three of us, me, you, and David, who are going, who will complain the most about the cold?
Oh, I think David will.
Really?
Well.
What?
Yeah. David's a. Yeah.
Really? What?
Out of the Lambert clan, and all of us are big complainers.
Yeah,
he's probably the worst.
Really?
He's a closet complainer.
Yeah, and you know, the second he stops talking, he's
it's
not
over.
Having fun anymore.
Right.
Yeah,
it's not so much verbal complaining.
No,
it's just
silent treatment. He's the sound of silence.
Yes,
he's
he
the
is.
Simon and Garfunkel of our family. That's even though that's two people, but yeah.
Well,
it'll be a fun time.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, I extended the invitation for you guys to stay in my room, but...
on Friday, I don't think...
Yeah, it doesn't look like you're coming.
Yeah, we're not leaving Friday.
I don't think
Saturday
we're
morning.
Leave
yeah,
Saturday.
It's okay, good. I didn't really want
to. And you're only extending the offer to my dad.
Yep. Yeah, and that offer still stands for you.
I'm leaving Friday.
Yeah, right. Yeah. By the way, that Fan 5 was brought to you by Continental Diamond. Jimmy and all the people downstairs just waiting on you. It's that time of year. You better get it done before you forget, you know.
I was down there yesterday, and they were humming, and it's just a great spot.
What were they humming? Like,
They were, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were humming Crash Test Dummies.
That was Crash Test Dummies?
I was doing, actually, the Jeopardy theme, but they could do Crash Test Dummies as well.
Yeah, that's a great song.
That's great. Thank you. I couldn't agree more.
So, good times had by all. Great.
This morning, as I told you guys, I went down the rabbit hole when it came to movie trailers. I'm a little worried that a couple of these movies that I'm about to talk about have already come out.
Okay.
Because I couldn't find the release date on a couple of them. But Lawyer Lambert, you will remember one Charles Bronson.
Yes.
Do you remember the Death Wish movies?
Yes.
Where he was a vigilante?
Yes, he was taking the law into his own hands.
He definitely was.
Like Steven Seagal?
Absolutely. Well, I watched a trailer this morning for the Death Wish remake with Bruce Willis. In the Charles Bronson role.
What?
It looks fantastic, but I don't know when it comes out. Listen to this.
Everybody's watching this viral video. This guy in a hoodie, they're calling him the Grim Reaper. He stopped a carjacking. Is he right for taking the law into his own hands? He's become a folk hero.
I love my family.
Mm-hmm.
When they needed me most.
911, what is your emergency?
There's men, they're breaking into my house. I think they're here.
No.
I failed to protect them.
Dad, where's Mom?
The men who did it are out there.
So there's nothing that you can do? Is that what you're saying?
Uh-oh. We're closed, pal.
You killed my wife! Who else was there?
I don't know anything else.
I believe you, Joe.
You're not gonna kill me.
No. Jack is.
He dropped the jack on the guy.
Oh. You got caught in some crossfire?
The ice cream man done it.
The ice cream man?
Can't walk to school if you don't work for him.
Who are you?
Your last customer.
Jeez.
You look much better getting out socializing.
Not so much.
Well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Okay, I will.
There you go.
What?
Right. I know.
Wow.
It's the remake of... Does it say... Have
Is
you been able to find when it comes out?
It's called Death Wish?
Yeah, Death Wish with Bruce Willis. Not Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce Willis.
It isn't that basically like Die Hard 6?
No.
March 2nd.
Okay, good.
Oh, March.
All right, good.
Okay.
Are you going to go see it, Hogs?
Yes, I probably will. It looks like the kind of movie I would like. And I love Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
I love
good.
That guy.
He doesn't age.
No, he doesn't age. And I don't know how big he is in real life.
I don't think he's very tall.
No. But he's a BA.
Yeah, he
right?
is. Die Hard movies are great.
Like, he's the kind of guy that if you ever got in a fight, eventually, even if you were winning, he would bite some piece of you off.
He shapes foot?
Yeah.
He's six foot.
So he towers over Hogsley.
Yeah, he's huge. How's the weather up there?
Yeah.
But here's what I found I'm going to do on Christmas Day. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but one of my favorite things to do is go to the movies on Christmas Day. It's my birthday, and that's what I ask for. Yeah. A Christmas Day movie.
Still rent out the back room?
Right. Last year was La La Land. Loved that.
That was good.
Very, very, very good.
Your favorite movie.
Yeah, and it's still really, really good. This one, I wasn't sure about until I saw the second trailer for it. They released one. It looked okay. The second one looks really, really good. Have you heard of the movie Downsizing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with Matt Damon.
Matt Damon and Kristen Wiig.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Here's some of the trailer for it. Now, if you don't know the concept, you'll hear it in the trailer, but they come up with a way to shrink people down, like Mama, I Shrunk the Kids, and then they live in this, like, utopia where, you know, everything is really, really good, and Matt Damon decides he wants to do it, he and his wife both.
The cause of all the catastrophes we are seeing today is overpopulation. We are proud to unveil the only practical remedy to humanity's gravest problem. Are you ready, Doctor?
Yes, I'm ready.
That is wild, isn't it? It's just wild.
That's Dave, Dave Johnson.
Hey, everybody.
And Carol.
He never struck me as the kind of guy who'd go get small.
Downsizing takes the pressure right off.
Plus, you're really making a difference.
You mean all that crap about saving the planet?
Yeah.
Downsizing is about saving yourself. We live like kings. Got the best houses, best restaurants, Cheesecake Factory. Got three of them.
In Leisureland, your $52,000 translates to $12.5 million.
So anyway... So this morning I'm watching the second trailer. I've seen that trailer before. There's
I've
a
seen
new
that
trailer.
One, yeah.
Have you seen the second trailer with Kristen Wiig and what happens?
No.
Now this is not a spoiler. Again, this is because this is in the trailer, okay? So I'm not doing a spoiler. Anybody who sees the trailer is going to see this. So Matt Damon's married to Kristen Wiig and they are having money troubles and they decide they're going to do this together. Mm-hmm. They're going to, you know, go in and get smaller. And they say goodbye, and they go in, they shave their heads, they get shrunk down, and then Matt Damon comes out of the shrinking machine, and Kristen Wiig has changed her mind.
She didn't. Oh, really?
And she decided to stay out. They didn't show that in the first trailer.
I didn't know that.
In the second trailer, they show it. And it's very funny, because he has to go through a divorce with her. And the first one looked like a kind of a drama. The second makes it look much more like a comedy. So they must have gotten a terrible reaction to the first trailer.
Yeah. I didn't know that at all.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know it either.
I just assume that every time it shows him talking to somebody, that he's talking to her when he, and it's and in it, it's non-reversible. You can't go back.
Correct. That's right. And so I, at first I was like, I don't know, because you remember that movie with your favorite guy Ben Stiller?
Stiller. Yeah.
Where it looked great.
The
Walter Mitty.
Walter Mitty. Yeah, exactly.
Adventures of
it looked Life great, and then it wasn't great, and it was a Christmas movie
we were
as well.
Looking for all of us.
Yes.
We saw the preview, and I'm like, this is going to be great, and then the reviews were awful.
Terrible. And it was not. It was one of the few Christmas movies of my Christmas movies that was not worth it.
You saw it?
I did. I don't think this one's going to turn out to be bad. I think this one turns out to be pretty good.
Yes. When's it come out?
Well, Christmas Day. I just...
I didn't hear you. Sorry. Wasn't really
What was it like?
What day is that again?
Yeah,
I was
right,
just waiting
right.
to talk.
Did he ever make it home on curfew time?
No.
No, because he always said, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I was just waiting to talk.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, that's going on. When we come back, can I ask you a question, Mr. Lambert?
Absolutely.
About the law?
Sure.
I already played this one. Let me play this one instead. Hold on.
That'd be great.
Because yesterday, if you guys remember the story where the young man was going to do a YouTube stunt, and he asked his girlfriend to shoot him in the chest with a gun.
Oh, yes.
Well, we have some resolution to that story. And it happened in Minnesota.
Right? It did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We'll give some resolution about that when we come back, because he's a lawyer.
Can't wait.
He's not just any lawyer. He's Lawyer Lambert.
Thank you.
He's on the Power Show when we come back. Yes?
And then we talked about that Lorenzen White, or Wright's wife, had been arrested, ex-wife.
Yeah,
and there
did
was
we
a
have
couple
that
of
what,
of, 7 or 8
years.
But there was a couple of things she'd been charged with that we didn't know why.
Great.
And we'll ask you that, too.
I'm glad you remembered that. I was going to ask him that. I couldn't think about what it was. So the Wild win. The Vikes get 4 in the Pro Bowl. A couple of guys got jobbed. Aaron Rodgers will not play, but you know that. And the Wolves play tonight. And this is the Power Trip Morning Show. Papa John's will bring you the best pizza in the world. Just go on papajohns.com. Get your special deals and do it today. You're listening to Power Trip on the Fan. Badger Morning Show. Look, Kenny Rogers. Because why not?
Great song.
Great song. 8:20. His mama named him Vikings. Saturday, 7:30 on this radio station. Live in Green Bay, where it'll be -3 or something. It'll be good.
It'll be fun. They're 9-point favorites.
Yes, because A-Raj is not playing.
Yep. And I think they, we'll find out more, I would assume, today when they go back to practice, the Packers and the Vikings. But I'm sure there'll be a bunch of guys on the injury list for the Packers and Vikings. Because they go back to practice today, right, Age?
I'm sorry, I was talking Nardo.
Yeah, well, the Vikes go back to practice. Vikes go back to practice.
Right? Yes, yeah.
Hey Hawk, what's that one song about like trucking and driving all over town?
Alabama. Man.
Yeah, you should play that.
Yeah, 40-hour week for a living, sitting on down the line.
That's too much work.
Yeah, he's right about that. Make that right, lawyer Lambert.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'll ask you my questions quickly, and then Hawk, you can ask you some adult questions. So we talked the other day, and we played the audio of Lorenzen White, who died in 2010. They found his bullet-ridden body in a swampy field outside Memphis in July of 2010, and it was basically like the biggest cold case in Memphis. Then, on Saturday, they arrest his ex-wife and some other guy who, I think you pointed out, is her boyfriend? I didn't know that.
Her boyfriend, yep.
She's been indicted on charges of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, and attempted first-degree murder. And the questions Hockey and I had is, how can you be charged with all of that when he's dead? Meaning, how can you be charged with attempted first-degree murder when he is dead? Mm-hmm.
Well,
he did it.
In this case, and I don't know if all the facts are out yet, but it appears that she was not the one who pulled the trigger, that the boyfriend was the one who actually murdered, but they worked together, so that's the conspiracy part, and the attempt may be simply because she tried to, but did not complete the murder, as she was not the one who pulled the trigger.
Mm. And first-degree murder is planned murder.
First-degree is premeditated. Yeah, absolutely, this appears to be planned, and that's what they're charging these two with. I don't know what the relationship was between them, 7 years ago, but It appears that they conspired, and it looks like, I think it's Billy Turner is the boyfriend, is the one who actually pulled the trigger.
He was arrested December 5th, and he was charged with the exact same things.
Right. Mm. So there you are.
There's that.
So
do they have the death
amazing
penalty in Tennessee?
I don't know that. I don't know.
That's why you're here.
No. Well, but 7 years, great. Detective work, apparently.
I guess, yeah.
Let me get that.
Find the gun, find this, find that.
What led them to the gun?
No.
Because that was the first kind of crack in the seal here.
Then they find it. They found it in a lake.
In a lake.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Miles and miles and miles.
Yeah.
Away.
Yeah.
They found it in Henry?
They did.
That sucks for
you. Like, I don't know how this got here.
That's got to hurt. Yep. That's tough.
Mona Lisa Perez.
Yes.
A Minnesota woman has pleaded guilty to fatally shooting her boyfriend in a videotaped stunt they planned to post on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Mona Lisa Perez, who's 20, pleaded guilty last week to second-degree manslaughter in the June death of 22-year-old Pedro Ruiz III. Perez has two young children with Ruiz. Perez told investigators that Ruiz wanted to make a video of her shooting a bullet into a hardcover encyclopedia he was holding against his chest. Perez said she fired a .50 caliber Desert Eagle pistol from about a foot away.
Mm-hmm.
Two cameras recorded the incident, though investigators have withheld the footage. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Ruiz died from a gunshot wound to the chest, like everybody on the planet knew, except for those two.
Except for her. Yes, exactly. And I guess him. He wouldn't have done it. But we did talk about this at the time, and I think these two had... This was sort of their ultimate stunt they pulled on camera, but they'd been doing other, crazy stunts that they thought were getting a lot of YouTube viewing, so they thought, well, why don't we try this?
They thought an encyclopedia would stop a bullet from a .50 caliber gun?
.50 cal.
From a foot away.
From a foot away. That would...
And here was our point back then, and wouldn't you have tried it once?
You
just
think?
Hold the book up and shoot it and
shoot
see
it.
What happens?
Yeah, and see what happens. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So manslaughter is unintentional. I mean, that's more of a negligent charge. Certainly, I don't think they would have been able to prove that there was any premeditation or any that she was. Well, I just don't think they could have proven that she was intending to kill him.
Sure, right. Sure. So, and again, she tweeted right before it happened, "Me and Pedro are probably going to shoot one of his most dangerous videos ever. Mm-hmm. His idea, not mine." Right. She tweeted that right before that happened.
Yeah, so a little pre-publicity for their video, YouTube, but wow.
Yeah. It says here, Lawyer Lambert, that her plea agreement calls for her to serve 6 months in jail and 10 years of supervised probation. Luckily enough, AJ and I have no idea exactly what that means. What does 10 years of supervised probation mean?
Well, supervised probation would be that she'd have to report in. It's unlikely that there were drugs or alcohol involved. That would be one reason you'd have supervised probation, just to be sure you're following the treatment protocol. But in this case, they just want to keep tabs on her, and it would be just basically reporting into probation periodically. And obviously not breaking any of the laws.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oof, what a story.
But it would probably prevent her from leaving the state without their permission. I mean, they'd have some restrictions on her. It wouldn't be like house arrest, but it would be a restricted condition for her for the next 9.5 years after that.
Hmm. For killing someone.
Yeah.
Well,
but again.
It's kind of like a car accident in which someone ends up unfortunately being killed. It's stupid.
Yeah,
that's what it is. I mean, it's just
it is. It is. It's one of those Darwin things. I hate to say it like that, but it really is.
And
that's one of the Darwin things.
I mean, if you were the one that was going to be shot at, I thought you would have tried shooting through an encyclopedia.
All to be quote unquote famous.
Right.
Well, to each his own.
Yeah, correct. This portion of the Poucher brought to you by our friends at Lindahl Realty and our friends as well at Prism Research. I'm researching your life, Lawyer Lambert, and we've talked at length about your trip to Woodstock. Outside of Woodstock, what's the best concert you saw back in the day?
Well, I did see the Beatles.
I know. Was that the best one? Which one was that again? Was that at Met Stadium?
That was at Met Stadium.
65. You were how old?
I was 15.
15 and 65.
How'd you get there?
I went to Benilde for 1 year, and I met a guy, and he said, found out we were both big Beatle fans, and he had gotten two tickets, so he invited me to go along.
Were you one of the people on the floor watching Ed Sullivan when the Beatles were on?
No. That was a year earlier in New York. I didn't quite make that.
I'm sorry, on TV, though. You didn't see it on TV?
Oh, I did see it.
Okay,
course,
I was going to say, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've read so many stories and heard so many people say that was a moment that changed their lives. When you saw that show at Met with the Beatles in 65, was it sold out? Was that an enormous show?
It was the only concert I think they did that year that was not sold out.
No kidding.
What?
No,
it was not sold out. It was at the old Met. They set the stage up on out on second base, and then most of the, if you can envision it, around home plate, first base, third base, that bowl, it was two-story, two decks, that was pretty full. But they had an old entire outfield where there were very few people out in the outfield. So I don't know what the actual attendance was, but they came out. That was toward the they stopped touring shortly after that because the crowd noise was so intense. And back then, you know how much the equipment has improved since then. I mean, you know, they had a couple of speakers sitting out there, and they'd play, but you could hardly, you knew the songs, but you could hardly really hear what they were doing because the screaming and what was going on.
Did they run out onto the field and onto the stage, or did they drive them out onto the stage?
No, they ran out from like probably from the out through from the dugout.
Did you faint before they got to the stage?
I fainted.
Okay, yeah, from the screaming and stuff like that. Yeah. Remember specifically any songs that they played? I mean, you said you obviously
Twist and Shout.
You remember playing Twist and Shout?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
How about this? Yeah, sorry to interrupt. This is the day and age we live in. So I went digging for the attendance at that concert, 1965 Metropolitan Stadium. It says about 25,000 people were in attendance, but it tells the whole story of like the day there. Flew to the Twin Cities Airport 4:15, taken by limousine to Leamington Motor Inn. Inside the stadium, the Beatles had use of the Twins locker room, and all four of them took saunas for the first time, according to Twins clubhouse manager Ray Crump.
And he probably got to meet them all.
Played roulette with Brian Epstein for the proceeds of souvenir programs. I mean, just
23,000, and I think for a. I mean, the Vikings played. They probably got 45,000 then. Yeah. So,
was that their first tour to America?
No. There was their second. They did it. They toured in 64, and then they came back in 65.
Tickets were $250, $350, $450, and $550.
Wow. I think ours were $550. We were in the first row of
you
the
went
second.
To Benilde, of course they were $550.
Wow. Right?
And you know what else? They they would use the public address PA system as the PA.
Are you kidding?
So imagine how bad that sounds.
Yeah, well, that, exactly.
Yeah.
Now you have wireless microphones.
I know, yeah.
That must have sounded awful.
Unreal. But you saw the Beatles.
So they were, that was pretty amazing.
After the concert,
go ahead. I love it. Please.
After the concert, fans surrounded the limousine outside the stadium, presuming it to be the Beatles' car.
They faked
them
out.
So the group hid inside a Falconer's laundry truck and were taken back to their hotel.
No kidding.
I'm sure they had to do that everywhere.
Yeah. Were you one of the people outside the limousine?
No, I knew that they were going to the Falconer's
laundry
truck.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
I was looking for that.
Did you see the Stones as well?
I've never seen the Stones.
Never saw the Stones.
No, I should have gone when they were here at.
It was great
at U.S. Bank or at.
You ever see the Eagles?
TCF. Seen the Eagles. Yeah.
Back in the '70s, Eagles.
Yeah.
You ever see the Dead?
I never saw the Dead.
What?
No,
really?
I know.
Mm-hmm. Weren't they at Woodstock?
They were, but I don't remember seeing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love it.
So,
Lawyer Lambert, you are the man. You've done it all.
Anyway, thank you, guys.
And if the Stones come back, I'm taking you.
Well, I'll go.
Man, I'm going to make you ride in a laundry truck.
That's right.
I don't know why.
They played in Excelsior in 64.
At the little campground, right?
And that was the old Excelsior amusement park. Reggie's Dance Land that they played at. And they had about 2,000 people, and about half of them walked out.
Wow.
Were you there?
No, I'd heard about it, but we didn't get... We were 15 minutes away.
The fact that
decided not to go.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine that, right?
The fact that you got Woodstock tickets at a Joe Cocker concert because somebody was selling them in the stands is probably my favorite story you have.
I'll tell it sometime.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go, Laurie Lambert.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good day.
Merry Christmas.
We'll see you in Green Bay. Merry Christmas, my friend. We'll be right back for the final segment of the day on the Power Trip Morning Show. But first, B-Rob.
Time now for the Vikings Report on the Fan. Presented by Hy-Vee. A helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings defensive end Brian Robinson joins the Power Trip after this from Hy-Vee.
Hey, Sauce.
Yes, babe?
It's just you and me.
Yeah.
For the next 10 minutes.
Can I play a jam?
Yeah. What do we want to play? That's my question to you.
This is what I was going to play for Tommy before he left when he realized that he was two hours late for work. Is this one.
Yeah, you love Paul Simon.
I love Paul Simon. Yeah. I'd marry Paul Simon.
What?
I don't know.
She's a rich girl.
Yeah, you like this a lot,
don't you? Try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing to na na.
I'm going to let you listen to that. Can I tell you about Arby's new sandwich they're going to do?
Excuse me?
Have you heard about the Arby-Nator yet?
Excuse me, no.
The Arby-Nator is going to be a sandwich with roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
Cheddar cheese sauce.
Yeah.
Which we're both in favor of both those, right?
100%.
Now, right? Then they're going to put their curly fries on top of that. What do you think?
You lost me.
You don't like the curly fries?
I do not like curly fries.
You do not like curly fries?
No, I don't like the batter, maybe, that...
Hey, batter.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I'm not a curly fry fan.
All right, you know what? Let's hit each other back and forth
Okay.
with bangers, okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah,
so
go.
This is your first swing. And you've taken a swing at me now, right?
Yep.
Hold on. Hold on, hold on.
Well, that's one.
Now this, my friend, is a band.
She can kill with a smile. She can wound with her eyes.
Are you a Billy Joel guy?
And she can ruin your face with her casual lies.
Oof.
And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I love this song.
Come on. Now take a swing. Bring it back at me. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Percent chance Tommy knows either of these two songs.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. He probably thinks this is Genesis.
And that wouldn't be a bad guess. I mean, honestly, it sounds like a Genesis song. And he was the singer of Genesis.
Yeah, he was. When they were super weird. Oh, who's this written about?
Your dad.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yeah, your dad. He kept looking out the window and seeing Lawyer Lambert standing there naked, just shaking it back and forth at him.
Is that how you met him?
Yeah, he's a snake charmer, your dad.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he is. That's what he does for a living.
So then what happened? He wrote this song about it?
Yeah, he wrote a song about it, yeah.
But it was originally called In Your Eye.
Yeah, Single Eye.
Yeah, Single Eye.
Yeah, that's what it was called at first, yes. All right, that's good.
Yeah,
now, this is a song you're not going to like that much. I'm going to tell you right now. This is called Bed of Roses.
Are you kidding? This is the only Bon Jovi song I like. This is the first song where I realized, how music, I don't know. This is a great song. The rest of Bon Jovi's pure trash.
Stop it! Don't say that! He actually wrote this song while he was in a hotel on tour, and he missed home. And he actually was playing a piano and watching a wedding happen downstairs and wrote this song.
Are you serious,
Yeah, seriously, Clark? Yeah.
Vodka still lies in my head. Some blonde gave me nightmares. Think that she's still in my bed.
Go ahead, come on. Come on, bring it. Come on, bring it.
All right.
What do you got? As
I dream about, I got to find the perfect one. You got to hear the chorus. When
I'm dead. All right, well, we don't have all day.
Okay.
I just don't think you got anything to beat me now.
No,
I think I've won. I think I just won.
I wake up, French kiss the morning.
You French kiss the morning.
Oh, it's morning.
Marching band keeps its own beat in my head while we're talking.
I think I won. Thank you.
No, you didn't win.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The system, they deleted it.
That's too bad. Everson Griffin makes the Pro Bowl. Anthony Barr makes the Pro Bowl. Xavier Rhodes makes the Pro Bowl. Adam Thielen makes the Pro Bowl. And I stomped Paul's A word
in the musical challenge.
Well, I'm sorry. You can't find anything.
We have to hear the chorus.
My goodness.
I got one.
Oh, so good. Come on, bring it.
Scott Taylor just texted and said, seriously, you two should make love.
The hell is this?
Ryan Adams' version of Wonderwall.
Come on. Why are you forfeiting the game?
I'm not forfeiting the game.
You're not even trying.
Okay, fine.
No, you just pooped your pants.
No,
you just pooped the bed. You did. You just pooped the bed.
How about this one?
What? Go ahead.
Well, it's your turn.
Oh, yeah, you just said, how about this one? Fine, you know what? I'm going to win. You ready?
Okay.
Here you go.
Oh.
Sure, this guy wanted to bang my wife. So what? I should have said yes. Just go ahead. For this song. You gotta turn your thingy off.
I can't turn my thingy off.
Whatever. I win.
No.
God, you're terrible at this. I thought you'd be good.
Okay, I got it.
Go.
I'm gonna win on this one because
you've lost.
No.
Yep. The Wild one.
Who cares? Hang on.
6-4 over the Senators. They were losing, and then they won.
Watch your undies go.
Okay. Yeah. Where did my underwear go?
This is the first song I heard
when you were naked?
When I found out that Dark Star had died. I'm just saying, so I went.
You...
Rosie, don't laugh at that.
You heard a love song?
Well, I just...
Have a little faith in me after Dark Star died?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
When the road... That's a great song.
Yeah? Mm. Your turn.
What were you going to say? Go ahead, call me in. No longer see. Just let my love throw a spark. Good song, but I'm still winning. I think anybody out there listening knows I'm winning right now. Have a little faith. Even though you tried to throw the game by throwing a curveball at me.
Well, go, your turn. When the tears you cry. Right.
That's so good. All you can believe.
All right, I got one more.
Well, go ahead.
Your undies are gone, right? Watch them run out the
find
door.
Them right now. Go ahead. Yeah, it's a sweet jam. Oh, my God, that's jam. Oh, my goodness.
This is also from Scott Taylor. I'm sucking up to him.
Oh, you're taking requests?
No, but he loves Van Morrison.
Well, duh!
We were born before the wind.
That's
and I think
good.
I had to reach into this, you know.
Oh, damn, that's good.
Yeah. Dude, this is one of the prettiest songs of all time.
Yeah, the bonny boat was one as we sail into the mystic.
It's a perfect wedding song.
Brush your teeth. I need a kiss.
I've had 5 cups of coffee.
That's what I mean.
Hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky.
We've got rid of a lot of good tunes.
What do you mean?
Okay, I got one, Hockey. I got another one.
Go ahead. Will they blew up the chicken man sweet and Jesus.
Right. Last night. See?
Yep. Remember Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
Yep. We both win.
I don't know. We got like a couple
minutes
left.
We're running out of seconds here. We're running out of time. This is going to be ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. Up on Cripple Creek.
Oh.
How about a little Wilco for you? Got a box full of letters.
It's a great song.
Song and Dance Man by Warrant. Duh.
No, it's hideous.
Hey, you stop it.
How about this one, Hogs?
No, I'm turning your stuff off.
No, I got one more.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, okay, you win.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? If you're going to play something by Elton, no.
Yeah.
Play it. That's how we'll end the show.
Okay.
Holding each other's hand and listening to That's Why They Call It the Blues.
Yeah, play it.
Please, no, you play it.
I'm not as quick as you.
But you're on Elton. How could you be far away from it?
Because there's 40,000 of them, you Todd Salad.
I'm not a Todd. What did you call me?
You're a Todd Salad.
Oh, thank God. Because I don't think they have those.
This one?
Ladies
and gentlemen. You almost made love to me in Las Vegas to this song.
You can't prove that. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 8:33 in the morning. It's Christmas week. Don't wish it away. Don't look at it as like it's forever.
I simply love you more than I love life itself.
I do too, but I'm trying to listen to a song. Between you and me, I can honestly say things can only get better. Whoever you're in love with, whether it be somebody else or yourself, read them the lyrics to this song today. Dust off the demons inside. Because it won't be long.
And it won't be long before you and me run.
Well, there you go. Power Trip Morning Show. On a day when there's not much going on in sports, we got it done for you. Congratulations to PJ and his entire staff down at Golden Gopher Football.
He's on with PA at 11:35.
He's on at PA at 11:25 or something.
And then Teddy Bridgewater interview.
What?
I think 9:15.
Today?
With PA, yep.
Well, you know what? We should go to break then so we can hear that.
Yeah, bye.
Roll like thunder. Power Trip listeners.
Power Trip, what?
I don't know. Have a great day, everybody.
Your undies are gone.
I know, I'm sorry. This is the greatest song of all time. Have a great day, everybody. Kiss somebody right on the mouth.
Listen back to a podcast of today's show. Visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.